It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Wow, a lot of things happened while you were at work today. And it all started about 10 o'clock our time, about 9 o'clock our time, when the Supreme Court was handing down some of their final decisions of this particular term. And it was some big decisions. I'm going to get into all of them, and I know you're going to want to talk about them. So do so at 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, and I am Lee Matthews with The Drive. And now some in Congress are actually calling for a constitutional amendment because of some of the decisions that were handed down by the court. They can do that. Okay, the court interpreted the Constitution this way, then let's write a law that will take it the other way. And then we'll decide whether or not it is constitutional or not. There's a new alcohol law that kicks in tomorrow. I'll go over that with you and tell you what it does. Another lawsuit has been filed against Oklahoma Turnpike Authority. Will this one stick? And was it a pride celebration or just an orgy of exhibitionism? You know, I've said this many, many times. I don't have a problem with homosexuality. I don't have a problem with two people of the same sex entering into a healthy, mutually exclusive, and mutually beneficial relationship. A mature, responsible relationship. I have no problem with that. I have no problem, honestly, with true transsexuality. If you believe you were born in the wrong body and you want to make surgical alterations to make yourself feel better about yourself, but that needs to wait until your body is finished developing. Here's what I do have a problem with. Exhibitionism. Of the many people who are homosexual that I know and love and even have in my family, none of them consider themselves proud coming to the realization of who they were. Pride is something you have when you've accomplished something. So to me, calling it pride is the wrong use of the word. And of the pride celebrations that I have witnessed, I don't see that responsible, loving, mutually supportive relationship that is beneficial to the human race. I see a bunch of people either acting like 13-year-old girls or 13-year-old boys and using it as an opportunity to wave their private parts in public without getting arrested. That is not pride. That is exhibitionism. If the lovely wife and I were to go down to Scissortail Park in Oklahoma City and take off our clothes and commit a sex act, we would be arrested for indecent exposure. Even though we could both easily say, "What's the matter? I mean, isn't it perfectly natural? That's all we're doing is what we're just acting upon how we were born. This is how we were born. We were born to do this." All right, well, let's remove the sex part of it. If the lovely wife and I went down to one of the park, okay, Washington Park, Will Rogers Park, you pick a park, and we took off all our clothes and sat at a park bench, same thing would happen. Yet we are supposed to have a holiday where that is not only occurring, it's encouraged. So that's what I have a problem with. I have a problem with exhibitionism. If you want to walk around naked, go do it to where my kids are not going to see it. Why? Well, because we have community standards. Why do we have community standards? Because we want to raise our families in a safe and encouraging and nurturing environment. If I can be arrested for walking into a ladies' room with my parts out and using the ladies' room in front of all the ladies, how come people are not being arrested for waving their private parts out in public at some pride parade? That's my question. All right. I'm going to get into this more because it happened over the weekend. Not in Oklahoma, thank God. And then the question becomes, I always get this, well, what's the matter? Are you ashamed of the human body? No, I'm not ashamed of the human body. I'm ashamed of my human body. And there's parts of my Y chromosome that, believe me, appreciate the female form in all its glory. But that doesn't mean we should all be walking around naked, okay? Or waving our private parts. Why? Because we don't want to expose our kids to something they're not mentally ready to handle until they're ready to handle it. So keep that in your nudist colony or in your own household, okay? That is our community standard. And that's why we want it to be that way. All right. I didn't mean to go that far down the rabbit hole, but I'm going to get into more of that story coming up on Freedom 96.9. Also, a Marxist traitor and millionaire is behind a lot of the propaganda we are seeing that is against data centers coming to the United States. Now, I've not been able to find any evidence that this guy's money has had anything to do with any of the protests or the people speaking out against data centers in Oklahoma. But I believe it indirectly is responsible because the same people that are seeing this in other states are using the same arguments in Oklahoma. After seeing this propaganda on social media. So that's coming up too on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air. It's Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Claude.
And Claude, you are where?
I'm in Ponca City, Oklahoma.
Yes, sir.
I think you hit the nail right on the head. What are you talking about? Gay pride?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we throw the ballet dancers?
Yeah.
Why don't we throw the designers? Why don't we throw the architects?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we throw the people in the military who took people in as gay pride?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we, all the sympathies, Cole Porter, all the writers there?
Yeah.
And why can't we use that? See, the black pride, it was hijacked. Black
yes.
pride, you talk about the military.
Yes.
You talk about the Buffalo soldiers. That's Black Pride Week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think you just nailed it when you say that. Why don't they show that to people who made, even doctors or whatever, who made, you know, why don't they throw that up? It's not the act. That's pride. That's on the words. That should be shame. It's not a pride parade.
Yes.
It's a chain parade.
Yes. Well, I say it's exhibitionism because that's why they're doing it.
And that would be shameful. That's not something to take pride in.
No, it's not. And it also backs up the argument that you are not having this pride parade and this pride celebration. You're not having it because you're proud. You're having it because you're trying to normalize something that is outside of our community standard.
And enforce it.
Yeah.
At something.
Yeah.
You know, indoctrinate. That's what
yes.
it is.
Yes.
Well, that's all I had to say.
And it is indoctrination. Make no mistake about it. I did some homework over the weekend about, because we have so many communists that are running for office now in New York, and so many people who don't understand true communism, and they definitely don't understand the difference between Karl Marx's version of communism and Vladimir Lenin's version of communism, and why. And they definitely don't understand the little nuances of trying to destroy the traditional family. This is one of them, Claude. This pride celebration, it may not directly be funded by, it may not be directly related to a communist effort, but it is along the same lines of thinking. We have to destroy what is considered to be normal, and then we're going to rebuild it into what we think is normal. That's one of
the tools to break up the family.
Exactly.
It's one of the tools on a three-legged stool to break up the family.
Yes, and that's exactly it. Exactly it. That's one of the tools. Another one of the tools is make marriage wrong. Okay, and another one is get rid of the dominant father in the family so that there is no financial and social stability in the family. That's another thing that's been going on since the 70s. And you mentioned the black community, particularly in the black community, that's been going on.
And then the word love, don't criticize.
Yeah.
Oh, don't,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you very much, Colin. You get it.
Thank you.
Congratulations. You get it. You're listening. Not only are you listening to what I'm saying, you're understanding what I'm saying. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Hey, Lee, this is Rowdy. I'm down by Sparks, and I was calling about the birthright citizenship.
Yes. Let's hit that real quick in case you didn't hear. Birthright citizenship was upheld by the Supreme Court 6-4. They said if you are born in the United States, you are subject to the jurisdiction thereof, and therefore you have citizenship. So in the words of President Trump, congratulations, President Xi. Your little birthing tourism, your narco tour, your nepo tourism can continue legally.
Exactly. And our founding fathers did not want this. They totally spoke against it when they was writing up documents and stuff. And if you have allegiance to another country, it just does not include you and stuff. You know, anybody knows the Constitution or wants to study the Constitution, you can find that in there. But I was going to call about that because I'm against that. I'm hoping there's some way to circumvent that, because that just opened the doors right there. I can go up there and say, 8.5 months pregnant.
Yeah.
Let's figure out some way to get over here and have a baby. And guess what?
Pay a coyote to get you across the border temporarily and cha-ching, you're in. Or hitchhike across the border, or hop a train, or climb aboard some semi that's going across the border.
By the mid 2030s, the Social Security is going to cut by 20-25%.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But they come over here and they get free everything. And when you're already in a problem with Social Security, now we're going to let people. Yeah, and it's not just the child too. I mean, the parents. You know, now they get to be a citizen too. Take care of the kids.
You know what they're going to do? They're going to file for Social Security because, well, my child is a citizen. I can't leave my child here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's my main topic I want to talk about. But as on your little pride thing, I've seen a video, and it's two fathers are walking with their son, and this girl, she's at a pride parade, and she's sitting there, wearing a Jesus is the way, the truth, the light, and two fathers literally shielded their child's eyes from seeing that on this girl. That was one of the topics I was on. I called about birthright citizenship, but I thought that, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah, man.
There's a story coming up here that I'll do later in the program, but it was about a pride celebration in Seattle. And I know Seattle is one of those on fire liberal towns.
Oh, yeah. It's
but terrible. There was more indecent exposure in that parade than there was pride in that parade. So even the mayor of Seattle, who is one of the most liberal mayors in the whole country, was like, wait a minute. This is way out of hand. These people waving their wieners and waving their other private parts with kids right there.
Yeah. You know, if you remember a few years back when they got legalized marijuana, about that same time they legalized, women had the right to go topless, mm-hmm. just like men did and stuff like that. And I thought never in Oklahoma would you see a woman going around topless smoking pot. I mean,
you know, yeah, I can get into that in just a minute, but okay. I won't right now because I got to run. But and then the other thing, and thank you, Rowdy, from Sparks. Always glad to hear from you. The other thing I wanted to mention was the birthright citizenship concept actually wasn't a concept of the Founding Fathers. It came after the Civil War. The 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments were passed almost immediately after the Civil War, and they were passed because the Republicans were trying to keep the Democrats from terrorizing the newly freed slaves, and they were terrorizing the newly freed slaves. So I've got the real reason behind birthright citizenship coming up and why I think women should not be able to walk around with no tops on, at least in most instances. 405-608-4377. It's Freedom 96.9. Aside from the Supreme Court decisions that came down today, fortunately, none of them are affecting health care, and that means none of them are affecting Medicare. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. If you were born in 1961, I bet you're getting a lot of phone calls. Bet you're getting a lot of mails. Bet you're getting a lot of texts. You know why? Because I'm getting them. Don't let them confuse you. Call one person only, to help you get signed up for Medicare and on your way. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. The sweetest-smelling advisory group in the world. And I don't know, because that's what Eunice Corey's perfume smells like very nicely. Best call you'll make all summer long, and you'll get set up for Medicare in no time and efficiently, and there'll be no holes to worry about, nothing, no gaps in the system. And the team at Well-Preserved will put together a plan that works for you. Again, call the team at Well-Preserved Advisory Group and do so at 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Okie Dokie Bakery, off Reno and Sarah Road.
Cupcakes, stuffed cookies, macarons, Pop-Tarts, and more, made from scratch and baked fresh every day from our own in-store kitchen that's locally owned and family-operated.
Okie Dokie Bakery has the perfect treats for any occasion.
We don't skimp on flavor.
Come by Okie Dokie Bakery on Reno and Sarah Road.
And if you're curious about the flavors, check out OkieDokieBakery.com.
OkieDokieBakery.com. That's OkieDokieBakery.com.
The biggest event of the summer is right around the corner. Don't miss H&H Shooting Sports Annual Summer Expo, Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th. Meet factory reps from top brands. Try before you buy on the range. Save with huge store-wide deals in every department. Enjoy giveaways, door prizes, free swag, and special event-only offers throughout the weekend. H&H Shooting Sports' biggest sale of the year, the Summer Expo, July 17th and 18th. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
I mean, I love my country because I'm not an elected official, and I don't think I could represent anybody that would be dumb enough to vote for me. I would engage in so much fraud. I am a John Adams nightmare, but I'm honest about it. That's the difference between, like, people like me and Democrats. We're honest.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews on The Drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Okay, so the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments, they were passed right after the Civil War, and they were passed to try to keep Democrats from terrorizing newly freed slaves. The 13th Amendment freed the slaves and abolished slavery from the United States forever. The 14th Amendment gave them citizenship and their children citizenship. And the reason they did that was because they did not want Democrats coming back and saying, these people can't vote because they're not citizens. They're just freed slaves. They're not citizens. Then the 15th Amendment gave them the right to vote. Okay? They also wanted the children to be citizens because the children and generations of the slaves had been in the United States for that a period of time. They had been subject to the jurisdiction thereof. That's what that means. This is where I vehemently disagree with the justices of the Supreme Court that voted, oh, no, if you're born here, then that's, yeah, you're subject to the jurisdiction. And I understand what they're thinking. They're looking at the strict constitutionality of the 14th Amendment and that clause. That's what they were asked to look at. That's what they were asked to decide. They were not asked to decide, is it okay for a mother to hitchhike across the border, have her baby, and then say, I'm a citizen of the United States because my kid's here. They weren't asked that. They were asked, what does that mean? Subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Now, to me, it means if you're subject to the jurisdiction thereof, you are there obeying the laws of that country. If the first thing you did in coming to that new country was break a law, then you're not subject to the jurisdiction thereof. You need to be locked up and deported. That's why I don't believe it's subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Just to come in on a visa, a visitor's visa, a tourist visa, whatever it may be. Now, if you, I guess that's what they're looking at. They're looking at, okay, well, if you're here on a work visa, that's subject to the jurisdiction. If you're here on a student visa, that's subject to the jurisdiction. If you're here on a diplomatic visa, subject to the jurisdiction. Okay, I get that. But what is going to end up happening is because it was such a broad interpretation, China's going to be able to fire up their, they were calling them necro-tourism trips. They would get a bunch of women who are pregnant, they would fly them over to the United States, and they can have their babies in the United States so that the babies are technically citizens of the United States. Then the mothers would go back to China. Well, guess what? Those babies can grow up and come back to the United States. No problems. Same thing with the cartels down in Mexico. And any of the cartels that are operating in Canada, I know there are a few. It's not a racist thing. So that's, to me, the implication. Now, what to do about it? Well, Congress is talking about, they're talking about a bunch of things, but what's most prevalent right now is a constitutional amendment. I don't know what that would look like, and I don't know what that would read like. But I do know what the process is, and I don't know if they could get that across the finish line. Definitely not in the next year. It would take a couple of years to get it across the finish line, I think. But you can tell me what you think. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, Lee Matthews and The Drive, Freedom 96.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Three people are in custody after they allegedly attacked a CBS television news crew in downtown Chicago. Perry Williams has more.
An eyewitness says a truck with a white or Hispanic man parked in front of the TV truck got out with a dog and started shouting racial slurs.
It started racial with the cameraman because he was an African-American male.
Another suspect broke a photographer's camera, while a third suspect smashed a windshield of the news truck with a traffic cone. The three people were eventually arrested and a gun was recovered.
A Medicare pilot plan will now cover most prescribed GLP-1s.
The Medicare GLP-1 Bridge program launches July 1st, and participants must meet certain criteria, like height and weight, and have comorbidities. Copay is $50 per month for a 30-day supply. The program will run through next year. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute. Insurance companies love three words: pre-existing condition. The moment they find out you had a prior back injury or previous surgery or any medical history at all, they use it to deny or minimize your claim. But here's what the law actually says. If an accident aggravates a pre-existing condition, you're entitled to recover for that aggravation. The fact you were already vulnerable doesn't let them off the hook. In fact, there's a legal principle called the eggshell plaintiff rule. You take the person as you find them. I've represented clients who were told their injury didn't count because of their medical history. We proved otherwise, and we recovered for them. Don't let an insurance company weaponize your past health against you. If a crash made something worse, that matters, and you deserve to be compensated for it. Call McIntyre Law at any Oklahoma area code at 777-7000 or visit McIntyreLaw.com. The first conversation is always free.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. A Tulsa couple has been sentenced to decades in federal prison after admitting to coercing a minor into sexually explicit acts and recording the abuse. 47-year-old Ryan Leon French was sentenced to 30 years in prison, while 44-year-old Lexi Renee French received a 20-year sentence. Both must also register as sex offenders and pay restitution before being transferred to federal prison. An Edmond man accused of targeting underage girls through Snapchat faces 70 felony charges after prosecutors filed 30 additional counts. Tegan LeBlanc posed as a 15-year-old online and allegedly persuaded girls in multiple states to send sexually explicit images. LeBlanc has remained free on bond with GPS monitoring since October, and a judge is expected to review his bond status during an upcoming hearing. An Oklahoma City police canine and its handler suffered minor injuries after a suspect allegedly dragged them during a chase involving a stolen box truck. Police say the driver initially stopped before trying to flee, dragging the canine and the officer holding the leash for several blocks before stopping. The suspect was eventually arrested after the truck became stuck near railroad tracks. Formal charges are still pending. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Oklahoma men, remember when you were strong, awake, looked, felt so good with high libido and sex appeal? Are those days over, or are you just low on testosterone? Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The chemicals in the food and water, medical conditions, and normal aging steal your natural testosterone. That's why you feel weak, tired, foggy, unmotivated, with unexplained weight gain, poor workout results, and left with no desire for your honey. With our custom low T therapy, we designed the perfect blend of state-of-the-art lab work, peptides, and dosing to maximize your results quickly, safely, and affordably. At Ultimate Men's Clinic, we are local, discreet, and we provide unmatched patient service. Now, for a limited time, your initial consultation is free. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go Ultimate.
The biggest event of the summer is right around the corner. Don't miss H&H Shooting Sports Annual Summer Expo, Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th. Meet factory reps from top brands. Try before you buy on the range. Save with huge store-wide deals in every department. Enjoy giveaways, door prizes, free swag, and special event-only offers throughout the weekend. H&H Shooting Sports' biggest sale of the year, the Summer Expo, July 17th and 18th. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. Now some in Congress are calling for a constitutional amendment as a result of the Supreme Court decisions. On what? And what would that entail? Coming up as The Drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect a steady breeze with partly cloudy skies and a low of 74. Tomorrow will bring a mix of sunshine and clouds along with a steady breeze with a high of 95. Tomorrow night, anticipate occasional breeziness under mainly clear skies and a low of 73. Looking ahead to Thursday, expect a mix of sun and clouds, breezy conditions, and a high of 94. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Freedom 96.9 Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. A little later in the program, I wanted to get into a lot of the communism we're starting to see infiltrate into, like, states like New York. They like to think of themselves, oh, I'm a social democrat. Yeah, I'm a democratic socialist. No, you're a communist. And the problem is that you're not even a communist along the lines of Karl Marx, okay? You're a communist more along the lines of Lenin. And we'll explain what all that is and how that all came about. Because Karl Marx was an idiot. You read Karl Marx, it's like reading Adolf Hitler was an idiot, too. They thought they were so smart and somehow were able to convince a handful of people that they were. And then that same group of people became the bullies that would bully anybody else who said anything otherwise. But Karl Marx was an idiot. When you read Karl Marx, he contradicts himself 3 and 4 times, chapter to chapter. The same with Hitler. And then Karl Marx tried to set up communism in Great Britain, and it didn't work. And you know why? It didn't work because voting referendums and changes in voting structure in Great Britain gave the common person the feeling they were looking for, a feeling of more power. Now, Karl Marx blamed it on religion. Well, we weren't able to get rid of religion, because you got to get rid of religion if you're going to have communism, because communism's all based on Aristotelian humanism. We're all connected by our intellect, of which, if Karl Marx's intellect is nothing I want to be connected to, believe me, he's an idiot. Anyway, and a failure at everything, even marriage. 405-608-4377. I'll get into that in just a minute, but it's also going to I'm trying to shed some light on why there seems to be this appeal to democratic socialism or communism. And also I wanted to point out why it's not going to happen in the United States for the same reason I just mentioned. Okay, because there's not a true hunger for the common man to burn everything down and start all over. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews. Chip is in Enid. Thank you for hanging on.
So much silliness going on. I was just thinking as you were talking about Karl Marx. He grew up in a wealthy family. So did Mondami. Both of them come out of academia, and none of them had any real-world experience.
No,
and
Chip, I
wonder why it doesn't work.
Yeah. Last week I was using this example, Chip, of real world experience. All right. Mm-hmm. When I was first driving and driving myself to school and to college, and I got my first job and I was making my first paycheck, there were times when I had to decide, am I going to fill my car up with gas or am I going to buy groceries? Or do I fill my car up with a gallon of gas to get me through tomorrow and then go ahead and buy a few groceries? Okay, there are people like Mondami never had to face that kind of decision because mommy and daddy were always there to pay for whatever it was he wanted. Same with Karl Marx. He never had to decide. Never had that kind of a decision to make.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
If you're a waiter waiting tables, okay, I hope I get some cash tips, because I need to fill up the car so I can get home. You know, these people never had to. And when you come from that kind of a background where you've never had to deal with a basic like that, it's very easy to say, oh, well, it doesn't matter if we make the wrong decision. We'll just make another decision to make up for that decision. You see, meanwhile, people are falling by the wayside. People are starving to death. People are losing their jobs.
Yep. And it's so easy for young people to fall into that trap of social democracy, or, you know, to each according to the need, from each according to their, I can't remember the other part of it, but
ability.
It's so easy for them to fall into that because it's easy when you don't have anything, like you just said, choosing between putting gas in the car and groceries. When you have nothing and you can take from other people, that's pretty darn attractive.
It is. Yeah.
That's why they fall into
I don't want to have that decision. I want that all provided for me like the rich people have it provided for them. Well, the rich people's families have worked hard for that money and have that money, and therefore they don't have to deal with those kinds of decisions.
Yeah, and some, you know, I think in America, we do have a lot of people that are trust fund babies because of the way we've been blessed as a country financially.
Yes.
But the majority of the people who've grown their wealth have grown their wealth.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, I think they only want to focus on the ones that are the trust fund babies and they're wealthy and yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's easy to see why young people fall into that. I was thinking about, I was reading up on the Chinese use of our baby tourism.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're bringing in about 30,000, I think was the number. They had a range, 25 or whatever, annually, and they've been doing it for years and years and years and years. Well, the Supreme Court really blew it because that's just one aspect. And what are we to do in the 14th Amendment where it says in the second part of that one area where it says in the state they reside?
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes.
Well, what the heck does the reside mean? Because they were in China, dude.
Yeah.
That baby's in China,
yeah.
You know, and for them not to recognize that or address it somehow. You know, I remember the 14th starts with the word all,
mm-hmm.
but you get down to the reside, and that seems to be in conflict, and they didn't address that at all, in my opinion.
No, they didn't. They didn't. All they did deal with was subject to the jurisdiction thereof. And I don't know if that was the specific case they were asked to decide upon. That, you know, was that clause the only one they were asked to consider? I don't know. But I do know why the 14th Amendment was written the way it was written, and it wasn't written for Nepo tourism. It wasn't written to invite a bunch of people to come have their babies here.
Things have changed, but the American populace needs to wake up because also reported this morning from a former advisor to the DHS, heard him talk about it this morning, that of the Somali population in Minnesota, 87% are on welfare.
Mm-hmm.
That's legal and illegal.
Yeah.
Heads of household. And if they're after they're here 10 years, it goes all the way down to 81%.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those are our dollars and our children's dollars in the future going to these people who are bilking the system and laughing at us because we're like the bobble-headed dog in the rear window banking our head up and down. It's all right with me. It's all right with me.
Yeah.
You know, this does not work. People need to wake up. I'm very concerned about it. But anyway, I could go on. I digress.
Well, and you know why that high percentage of Somali immigrants have all those benefits. You know that.
They came here, learned how to work the system.
Right. Well, they were taught how to work the system by the Evangelical Lutheran Church, because it was the Evangelical Lutheran Church that with their toxic empathy, oh, we've got to do something to help these people. We've got to get them into the United States where they won't be slaughtered like they're being slaughtered in their home country. Once we got them in there, oh, we've got to find a way to feed all these people. Here, fill out this paperwork and you'll get all kinds of goodies to go feed yourself. Oh, we need to give these people health care. Here, fill out this paperwork and we'll make sure you get your Medicaid. And so on and so forth.
Yeah. And they're not ignorant people. They're smart people. And they're working our system, and the people that are ignorant here are the people who are the American citizenry who are just,
I got
a job, I'm eating my food, I go home to my house, I don't want to be bothered.
The ones who have the toxic, some people call it, I just call it toxic empathy. It's empathy that is bad for you. You are so empathetic, it's bad for your own safety.
On one hand, you can salute that because the intent is good, but there seems to be no real world balance to it, so there's some responsibility. Those people take advantage of the system. They're smart, but they have no character. And it's the character that we need to instill in people to get out, work, do. But it's easier for them just to take.
Well, and they also have a completely different sensibility. The Somali people are still, I mean, that country is one of the most, it's still seeded and stemmed in tribalism. So their first loyalty isn't to this new great country that's giving them all these great stuffs. They're not getting down on all fours and kissing the ground, thanking the and kissing the hands of the evangelical Lutherans who brought them here. They're not doing that. That's not where their loyalty lies. Their loyalty lies with that tribe. It only makes sense because that's how they survived in Somalia, making sure it was tribalism, making sure that you provided for the tribe so the tribe could provide for you.
Yep. And how long are we going to put up with it? That's the question. How long will we remain as a citizenry ignorant?
Yeah.
Want to be good people, but being stupid about it's not the answer.
Well, I agree. I agree. That's where I come to blows with my own faith. I'm not an evangelical Lutheran, but I am a Protestant, and my particular Protestantism has a lot of toxic empathy to it. I mean, wait a minute, okay? You know, I remember our priest opened up the doors.
We forget about the other phrase in there where it says, if you do not work, you do not eat.
Yeah.
That's also in the good book.
My I can't say priest, he was my pastor. And in my particular faith, we have a lot of brass and a lot of old, because the church is old. So there's a lot of old antique brass things. And he's a fighting young pastor, so he has a guitar. Anyway, he decided to start opening the doors to a nearby homeless shelter and inviting them to come in. And that was all fine and dandy. And some of the kids were very, very interested in becoming members of the faith. And it turns out they were scoping out the joint to rob it because they robbed it. They robbed a bunch of brass. They robbed a bunch of antiques. They robbed the guitar from the pastor. And that, to me, is the toxic empathy, okay?
Yep.
It got you nowhere.
We too often see it in hindsight.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Well, keep fixing them, okay?
All right. Thank you very much, Chip. Glad you're listening to Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Coming up, I will get to what a constitutional amendment to the 14th Amendment. Well, it would be a constitutional amendment, but it would amend and or edit part of the 14th Amendment. Or it may even just completely eliminate birthright citizenship altogether. I don't know. But it would be a complex process, and I'll explain that process coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
John from Oklahoma City.
Hello, John.
Yeah, I think that with your statements about all and to the subject therein, would you repeat that?
Oh.
The subject to the jurisdiction there. Okay.
Subject to the jurisdiction thereof.
Right. So I think all is being okay because all means everybody, and subject to the jurisdiction means when they passed those laws, they were already here. They weren't coming from somewhere.
Right.
They were here already.
Right.
All is good.
That's where the word reside comes in, okay? If you are here as a tourist, you are not residing in that state. If you are here just because you're having your baby, you do not have a residence, okay?
Right. So, I don't think that needs to even be an argument at all because all, subject to the jurisdiction thereof, means it all should be just fine. I mean, you know, you kind of said, well, maybe they were a little bit, you know, wrong about, but no, it's great because all means everybody. And it means subject to the jurisdiction thereof means they were here, not coming from somewhere, and they just kind of messed it up along the way somehow and watered it down and made it okay somehow. You know, you got all these people to be included, but it's real simple. They were here.
Yeah.
They passed those laws. Amendment or whatever it was, a constitutional amendment. What was it?
Oh, the 14th Amendment. Yeah, but that was for freed slaves who resided in those states because they had a residence.
Exactly, and we made those people children of God. We taught them how to read. Mm-hmm. We gave them the ability to save their own souls. God bless America, and thank you, sir, for your time.
Thank you for listening, John, in Oklahoma City on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. What do you think of the Supreme Court upholding birthright citizenship, and what should be done about it? Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. We're about to turn over to the third quarter. You know what happens in third quarter? It's a peculiar thing. A lot of places start offering special deals because they're ready to try to get rid of inventory to get ready for the new stuff coming in for 2027. And my good friends over at Frontier Chevy are not going to be left out. Right now until July 7th, end of business day, General Motors is offering 0% for 60 months on all 2026 Trax, Equinox, and Silverado 1500s. These are half tons. Frontier Chevrolet has plenty of the selection for you to take advantage of. So don't miss out on this huge 4th of July blowout savings. 0% for 60 months with approved credit. You do have approved credit, don't you? And head on over to Frontier Motors. Frontier Auto Group. Chevrolet's just part of it, but they have all kinds of other brands for you to look at and test drive. 405-262-3355. FrontierMotor.net. And this weekend would be a great weekend to do a little car shopping at Canadian County's number one auto dealer, Frontier Auto Group.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Proverbs 22:3. Hey, y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. 15 years ago this month, I received my first shipment of guns for a new fledgling startup business called Cops Gun Shop. So to celebrate our 15th anniversary, all in-stock ammo will be 15% off through the month of June. In addition, all in-stock Kel-Tec firearms are 5% off, too. Our Kel-Tec inventory consists of sub-2000 Gen 3s, KSGs, and the PR-57 pistol. We've got plenty of 5.7 by 2.8 Freedom Seeds to go with the PR-57 pistol also. In-stock Colt revolvers are 10% off. Stop by and check out the awesome inventory of lever-action rifles by Henry and Marlin and bolt-action rifles by Ruger. And if you haven't stopped in lately to see Duke the Shop Dog, he misses you. Cops Gun Shop is open to the public and located at 416 Hudeberg Circle next to Hurricane Harbor Water Park and open all day and night at copsgunshop.net. Cops Gun Shop, live safe, live smart, keep praying that the Marxist influence in our country goes away, and the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
Oklahoma men, remember when you were strong, awake, looked, felt so good with high libido and sex appeal? Are those days over or are you just low on testosterone? Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The chemicals in the food and water, medical conditions, and normal aging steal your natural testosterone. That's why you feel weak, tired, foggy, unmotivated with unexplained weight gain, poor workout results, and left with no desire for your honey. With our custom low T therapy, we designed the perfect blend of state-of-the-art lab work, peptides, and dosing to maximize your results quickly, safely, and affordably. At Ultimate Men's Clinic, we are local, discreet, and we provide unmatched patient service. Now, for a limited time, your initial consultation is free. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
The NBC did a poll. I think there's a 5-point gap. The Democrats are more favorable by just 5 points than Republicans compared to 2018, the last midterm that Trump had, where I think it was almost double digits going into the election.
Even though Democrats should be doing well, their own extremism, their own embrace of a radical fringe is keeping normal voters away from them.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
So one of the big decisions that came out of the Supreme Court earlier today was birthright citizenship. The Supreme Court decided, yes, if you're born in the United States, you've got citizenship. Now, multiple top Republican senators are organizing a push for a constitutional amendment. Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, and Lee Matthews with The Drive. Join in the conversation, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. So Senators Rand Paul of Kentucky, Mike Lee of Utah, and Eric Schmidt of Missouri all released public calls for an amendment within minutes of the Supreme Court announcing its decision. The court ruling found that the 14th Amendment grants citizenship to every person born on American soil, regardless of whether his or her parents are in the U.S. illegally or temporarily. We're going to need a constitutional amendment, Lee wrote on X right after the ruling came. Paul noted that he had already introduced language for such an amendment earlier this year. Schmidt offered a more lengthy statement calling on the court's ruling dangerous and disastrous. The Supreme Court's birthright citizenship decision is wrong, dangerous, and disastrous for the American and American sovereignty and the American people. If we can't fix it with ordinary legislation, then we must do what the Constitution commands in moments of national crisis. Amend the Constitution and restore American citizenship. We must again put we the people first, he wrote on X. Here is how that would work. First, an amendment would have to be proposed. And that can be two ways. It can be done by Congress, both in the House of Representatives and the Senate. They both must pass the proposal by two-thirds. So that could be super, okay? And then all 27 existing amendments were proposed this way. It can also be proposed by constitutional convention. Again, two-thirds of the state legislatures can petition Congress to call a national convention to propose the amendments. That method has never been used, but we've been talking about it quite a bit. Second, that amendment would have to be ratified. Once proposed, the amendment must be ratified by the states, and there are two ratification routes. First, by Congress. The state legislatures would have to have three-fourths of the state legislatures must vote to approve the amendment, or the states could have state conventions where three-fourths of the states must approve the amendment via specially elected state ratifying conventions. Only the 21st Amendment, which repealed prohibition, was ratified that way. And it was ratified by the states that were closest to the borders. And that's because they wanted to overturn the 18th Amendment. This is not the first time we've got it wrong. It's not the first time we've got it wrong. And it's not the first time we've had to go back and fix something that just wasn't working. Now, on my way in, I was also hearing a conversation from Mike Rogers out of the House. He's the Speaker of the House. He seems to think that there is a parliamentary way that we can do this without having to have an amendment to the Constitution. A law or an act by Congress. But if it's not worded properly, it too would face a constitutional challenge, and it too could be shot down by the Supreme Court. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, joined in the conversation on that. In spite of the decision, deportations are way up. And that's one of the things that the Department of Homeland Security was talking about. Now we have to focus on enforcing the laws that we do have so that people aren't coming into the nation just to have their babies. Couple of other rules that were handed down by the Supreme Court earlier today. We'll get into that on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation as well. Coming up, it's the big Liberty Fest 2026. Not only the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, but the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. And we're celebrating with the largest 4th of July festival in the country, with events like the concert in the park, the rodeo, the Liberty Spring Car Show, and Liberty Fest Parade. That's going to be Saturday at 9 o'clock, downtown Edmond. I'm going to be there emceeing the parade with my good friend Bill Reed, who's down the hall at the Wolf. And then the big fireworks show, which is back on the grounds of UCO, because they were working on Pelican Park? Is that what that was all about? At any rate, Liberty Fest 2026. Freedom.
KQOB in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. A small grass fire interrupts Mustang's annual Family Freedom Fest. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. After recent successes in New York, progressive and socialist Democrats hope to continue their winning streak in today's Colorado primary.
In the governor's primary, Democratic Senator Michael Bennett is facing off against the state's Attorney General Phil Wisner, who has positioned himself to the left of Bennett. In the Senate race, incumbent John Hickenlooper is in a tight race with progressive state senator Julie Gonzalez. And 15-term Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette is facing a stiff challenge from socialist Milot Kiros, an attorney and immigrant from Ethiopia. More than a half million mail-in ballots have already been cast in the Colorado primary. I'm Rory O'Neill.
Bipartisan legislation aimed at protecting children online is headed to the Senate after passing in the House yesterday.
The yeas are 267, the nays are 117, two-thirds being in the affirmative. The rules are suspended, the bill is passed, and without objection, the motion to consider is laid on the table.
The Kids Internet and Digital Safety Act has provisions for safety features and parental controls, establishes new rules for chatbots, and would require age verification for certain websites. However, it does not include a duty of care provision that was in the Senate-approved bill that would require platforms to do more to prevent harm to minors. The House measure was passed under a fast-track procedure requiring a two-thirds majority. Scammers are cloning state phone lines to threaten Tennessee medical workers.
The Tennessee Department of Health says fraudsters are spoofing real licensing board numbers to target doctors, nurses, and pharmacists with fake arrest and license suspension threats. The scam uses phony letters, official-sounding badge numbers, and demands for quick cash to clear up bogus violations. The department says state investigators will never demand wire transfers or ask for Social Security numbers over the phone. I'm Liz Kennedy.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
The man accused of attempting...
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. A small grass fire briefly interrupted Mustang's annual Family Freedom Festival after wind carried firework embers into nearby dry grass. The fire was quickly contained and extinguished before responding crews arrived. After officials confirmed the area was safe, the fireworks show resumed without any additional problems. Triple-digit heat is expected to settle across Oklahoma through Independence Day. Officials say the extreme heat poses serious risk, especially for people who are currently unhoused. The Homeless Alliance says they're seeing increased demand for multiple services. They're also asking for donations such as hats and sunscreen and lightweight clothing. Their day shelter continues operating as a cooling center while the heat continues. Oklahoma college students will pay slightly more in tuition next school year after the Oklahoma State Regents for Higher Education approved a statewide increase of about 2.2% for the 2026-27 academic year. Officials say the increase is intended to balance affordability with the financial needs of colleges and universities. Tuition waivers and scholarships are expected to increase by nearly 6.7% to help offset the added cost for students. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit BeWellOKC.com to get started today.
on a new law that kicks in tomorrow dealing with alcohol, the liquid of the devil. And I'll tell you what it does coming up as the drive continues in 30 seconds. Lee Matthews, Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect a steady breeze with partly cloudy skies and a low of 74. Tomorrow, we'll bring a mix of sunshine and clouds along with a steady breeze with a high of 95. Tomorrow night, anticipate occasional breeziness under mainly clear skies and a low of 73. Looking ahead to Thursday, expect a mix of sun and clouds, breezy conditions, and a high of 94. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Celebrate one of the largest 4th of July festivals in the country with events like Liberty Fest Parade, hosted by Freedom 96.9. And the Grand Fireworks Show is back at UCO. From 1776 to Route 66, the freedom of America rolls on. Find out more at freedom969.com. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
So some big decisions handed down. Well, not decisions. They were rulings handed down by the Supreme Court earlier today. On Freedom 96.9, we've been talking about birthright citizenship, and we can continue that conversation if you like. But another case that probably you'll find more favorable was the Idaho and West Virginia bans on transgender athletes competing in women's and girls' sports. That was upheld. The ban was upheld by the Supreme Court, meaning that West Virginia and Idaho can keep trans men from competing in women's sports. It also means any other state that enacts such a ban will not be in violation of the Constitution. I believe we've got a similar law kicking in, if not this week, later in November. The court also struck down federal regulations limiting how much a political party can contribute to a candidate for federal office. That, and I said this was going to happen when I saw this case, it's a freedom of speech issue. If a certain group of people want to spend money to contribute to the campaign of an official to get them elected, that is freedom of speech. They have the freedom to do that. If that group of people is a company, if that group of people is a lobbying group, if that group of people is a neighborhood watch, if that group of people is a political party, they should not be limited as to how much money they feel is necessary to give to a political candidate. What the worry was that all this outside money is going to come in. It already is. George Soros is already infiltrating. And then I got this story about this Marxist millionaire who lives in China, but he's an American. And he's trying to influence. He's pumping a bunch of money into propaganda that is anti-artificial intelligence and anti-data centers. And a lot of people are listening to the propaganda. I'll get into that story coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. So those were the big three today: birthright citizenship, the ban on transgender, which that's a good thing, and how much money a political party can contribute to a candidate. Justice Clarence Thomas penned a scathing dissent after the Supreme Court upheld birthright citizenship. He said the majority of repurposing of the 14th Amendment was to protect its own set of preferred rights that the Reconstruction Congress never contemplated and that cannot find support in its text. In other words, this was a Reconstruction Congress who passed the 14th Amendment. They never thought they'd see the day where there is such a thing as necrotourism. people coming into the United States on tourism visas just so they can have their baby in the United States and that baby be a citizen. And Clarence Thomas went on to say, today the court does so again by recognizing a constitutional right to citizenship for the children of foreign birth tourists and illegal aliens. I'm not sure today's opinion will stand the test of time, he said. The citizenship clause added greatly to the dignity and glory of American citizenship, but today's opinion has devalued that citizenship. I respectfully dissent, he said. And I agree with him. What do you think of the three main decisions that were handed down today by the Supreme Court, 405-608-4377, on Freedom 96.9? And a new alcohol law is going to be kicking in tomorrow. I will tell you what that does coming up on Freedom 96.9. Hey, let's face it, I'm not doing what I'm doing because it pays well, right? But I have been very careful, and I've saved a nice nest egg. I'm not making as much as my producer, Jake. I mean, that guy is just coasting. He's great. But at any rate, I do have Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital protecting all of my assets and making sure they grow up until the time that, well, I can use them. Now, I don't know when that's going to be because I don't plan on retiring anytime soon. I enjoy what I do. Love what I do. But until I do, I will have that nest egg building for me thanks to McGuire Capital. McGuireCap.com, 405-760-5863, 405-760-5863, McGuireCap.com, right here in Bethany, 6632 Northwest 39th. Hey, that's Route 66. Aren't they celebrating some kind of anniversary? McGuire Capital.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
The biggest event of the summer is right around the corner. Don't miss H&H Shooting Sports Annual Summer Expo, Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th. Meet factory reps from top brands. Try before you buy on the range. Save with huge store-wide deals in every department. Enjoy giveaways, door prizes, free swag, and special event-only offers throughout the weekend. H&H Shooting Sports' biggest sale of the year. The Summer Expo, July 17th and 18th. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Wildfire conditions in Oklahoma can turn dangerous in minutes. Dragging chains on the highway can throw sparks. Tossing cigarettes out a window can ignite dry grass in seconds. One small mistake can turn into a fast-moving wildfire. In fact, most wildfires in Oklahoma are human-caused, especially during hot, dry, and windy conditions. The Oklahoma State Firefighters Association reminds you to do your part. Secure trailer chains, properly dispose of smoking materials, and stay aware of fire conditions before you head out. Wildfire safety starts with simple choices, and those choices can protect and save homes, land, and lives. For more information, visit us at osfa.info.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Freedom 96.9, Accurate Weather Forecast, calling for clear skies tonight, low 76. Sunny and hot tomorrow, high 94. Tomorrow night, 74 for the low. Into Thursday, partly cloudy, high of 94. 93 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Lee Matthews and The Drive. Parker writes, Lee, I love the show. If you really want to get the county commissioner's attention, ask them about an Oklahoma County Fairgrounds. We have been operating 120-plus years without any charter. I can give you all kinds of details. It's all for the kids. I didn't know that, Parker, but thank you. Dan writes, no, Lee, we Republicans are not going to vote because our elected officials are morons and have not done a single thing to make life better. I did not vote for the first time in my life because of that. Many of my friends who have been screaming from the rooftop since the Clinton shenanigans have decided to quit. There's no reason to continue. Stupidity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. We have finally learned that if the country goes down, it goes down. We tried. Okay, Dan, I don't feel the way you feel. I'm sorry. First of all, Republicans are not voting. Okay, I guess you're answering the caller we had a couple of days back that said, you look at statistics and statistics show fewer Republicans are actually voting. Well, fewer Republicans in Oklahoma are voting because we are so red. They feel as though, oh, it doesn't matter if I vote, the Republican candidate's going to win anyway. It isn't because not one has done a single thing to make life better. I mean, I don't know about you. My life's a lot better because of Republican policies. You said you didn't vote for the first time in your life because nothing in your life is better. Well, what are you doing, Dan, to make it better? You say many of your friends who've been screaming from the rooftop since the Clinton shenanigans have decided to quit. Well, Clinton's not in office anymore. And that's the normal ebb and flow of political situations. You have the Clintons of the world, and then you have the Reagans of the world. And then you have the Obamas of the world, and then you have the Trumps of the world. There's no reason to continue? Well, how about your own freedom, Dan? And stupidity is not doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. That's insanity. But voting is not doing the same thing over and over again. Participating in the process is not doing the same thing over and over again. And finally, he says, we have finally learned that if the country goes down, it goes down. We tried. Okay, Dan, I don't understand what you're so mad at. I'm delighted to be living in Oklahoma that is so devoutly conservative and has Midwestern sensibilities and common sense. As a result, we don't have a high cost of living. As a result, we don't have a high unemployment. As a result, yeah, we've got homeless, but it's not as bad as some cities. It's not as bad as San Francisco or Denver. We have more opportunity than most cities in and around Oklahoma City. So, and that goes for the state of Oklahoma as well. I'm sorry, dude. I don't see it that way at all. I just don't. All right. Jacqueline writes, Lee, it was this week in 1956, Congress approved the Federal Highway Act with a vote of 89-1, setting aside $30 billion for the construction of 41,000 miles of interstate highway, the largest construction project in the history of the United States. I remember when this happened. Our parents were so glad the country would finally have decent roads. Papa explained that Eisenhower pushed for it after attempting to run a war in Europe with all the narrow, winding roads inhibiting easy transport and defense of troops, towns, and materiel. He insisted that the roads be two-lane with 1 mile straight sections every 10 miles for a national defense landing strips. He sold it to Congress that it would bring about growth in interstate commerce, which it has. Yes, Jacqueline, and here's the story I understood. Eisenhower returned from World War I and wanted to take a victory tour around the United States, showing off all of the new hardware that was used to win the war. The artillery, the tanks, and so on. And he wasn't able to get halfway across the country because the roads in our country, even at that time, so we're talking 1919, 1920, even the roads at that time were pretty crappy. So that's why he insisted that if he ever had a chance to do anything about it, he would make sure we have decent roads. And yes, you were right. The interstate highway system was his baby. And I want to say for every 10 miles of road, there has to be 1 mile of straight section because he wanted there to be emergency landing strips if needed. Fortunately, they're not needed. And that was also back when we had propeller airplanes. Jets hadn't come along yet. So 405-608-4377. Thank you, Jacqueline. And I remember, too, I-40 still being under construction. We would have to get off and find number 9 highway for a while And then we would get back on the interstate and drive it for a while. And then we'd get back off when it wasn't where it wasn't finished and get on number 9 highway again when we were hanging east and west anyway. 405-608-4377. What do you think of the birthright citizenship ruling on the Supreme Court? The other three that were handed down today. And also Congress calling for a constitutional amendment to fix birthright citizenship. Thoughts on that on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Well, the Supreme Court certainly decided what we've all got coming to us today and what some people do have coming to them and just for walking across the border. But what you've got coming to you definitely is Medicare. And if you were born in 1961, that means you got it coming to you sooner than you think. Now, don't be confused. Don't listen to all the emails and the calls and all the other crapola that you're going to be getting. Just make the call to the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790. Best call you could make all summer long. And the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will put together a plan that will work for you. Call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, and make sure to tell Eunice or Patrick, her son, or any of the other great professionals that you heard it from me, Lee Matthews, on Freedom 96.9. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. I got too many phone numbers to remember.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
So if you want to hear a guy desperate to talk about race in everything, that is Al Sharpton talking about the UFC fight on the White House lawn. He's saying the President of the United States is doing it because he wants to bring back slave fights. These guys are fighters who have trained their entire lives to get into the octagon in order to make money and become champions.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
That's me in the corner. Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast. Clear tonight, low 76. Sunny and hot tomorrow with a high of 94. Tomorrow night, 74 for the low. Into Thursday, partly cloudy, high 94. It's 93 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. What do you think of the Supreme Court rulings on birthright citizenship? They upheld the ban of trans men playing in women's sports. And they've also have removed a barrier to how much money a political party can contribute to one particular candidate. 405-608-4377. And even with the birthright citizenship decision that was handed down, Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen said deportation numbers are up. Deportation numbers in 2026 will surpass 2025. He says we're on a path this year in 2026 to well surpass deportations of 2025. Within 6 weeks of 2026, deportation numbers will exceed the 2025 deportation numbers. At the end of 2025, it was reported that an estimated 2.5 million illegal immigrants had left the U.S. since President Donald Trump was elected. White House spokeswoman Abigail Jackson said that it's approximately 70% of deportations have been illegal immigrants with criminal records. In the interview with Breitbart, Mullen said that they're focusing on the worst of the worst when it comes to deportations. We're going after people that have felonies and have felonies on them. Isn't that terrible? No wonder we need to abolish ICE. Supreme Court also handed down a ruling in favor of privacy protections for cell phone users, location histories, and the case of a bank robber whose identity was discovered through a geofence warrant. In the 6-3 decision, Elena Kagan wrote that people do not forfeit expectation of privacy when they opt to Google's location history, the Associated Press reported. A cell phone user is not to be viewed as sharing private information with third parties, which can then freely pass on to the government just by doing the ordinary things cell phone users do. Alito wrote in his dissent that the robber, Akello Chatri, did not have the expectation of privacy with information he voluntarily turned over to Google. After a bank robbery in the suburb of Richmond, Virginia, police obtained a geofence warrant and used it to locate cell phones that were near the crime scene in May of 2019. One of those phones was near the bank, belonged to Chatri, who eluded police until that point. When the investigators determined that Chatri was among those near the Federal Credit Union, at the time, police obtained a search warrant for his home where they found nearly $100,000 in cash, including bills wrapped in bands signed by the bank teller. He pleaded guilty to robbing the bank and received a 12-year prison sentence. His attorneys argued on appeal that none of the evidence should have been used against him because the geofence warrant was a violation of his privacy. The warrant allowed authorities to gather the location history of people near the bank without any evidence they were connected to the robbery. Prosecutors argued that he did not have the expectation of privacy because he voluntarily opted into Google's location history. The Supreme Court did not decide whether the search warrant violated his Fourth Amendment, which bans unreasonable search and seizures, and it sent it back to the lower court for further review. A federal judge had previously ruled that the search violated his rights, but allowed the evidence to be used because the police officer who applied for the warrant reasonably believed he was acting properly. It's always been my... I've always supposed that, yeah, that data is being gathered, but it cannot be used unless there is probable cause. And the probable cause would have been, we think he robbed this bank. Your thoughts, 405-608-4377. Coming up tomorrow, the Marissa Murrow Act will take place in Oklahoma, which will bring changes to licensing for individuals who serve alcohol at events. Marissa Murrow was a 19-year-old student at the University of Central Oklahoma when her life was cut short by a drunk driver. After several years of trying and with some tweaks along the way, Oklahoma state lawmakers passed the Marissa Murrow Act. And beginning July 1, if you want to serve alcohol at an event venue in the state, you will need to obtain an event bartender license, which is different from an employee license. If a person wants to get an event venue bartender license, they need to go to the website and then register with the system and put their application in and pay the application fee, $50 and a $3.50 convenience fee. The application will be evaluated and either approved or denied, and that's how that'll happen. The law also requires in-person training. As part of the license, the applicant's required to get in-person training, which the Able Commission offers for free, and they do so within 14 days of getting that license. The idea is to train someone to know the signs of intoxication and be able to do something about it. The Oklahoma Able Commission is hosting free in-person training sessions for new event bartender licensees. So I imagine that would also apply if, okay, your church is having a barbecue and you want to sell beer, and you need somebody to serve the beer. I imagine that would also apply. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. 405-608-4377. Your thoughts on that or anything else you might want to chat about today on Freedom 96.9. Remember, it's coming up to be 4th of July weekend, and the Liberty Fest parade will be in Edmond as usual. Bigger and better than ever this year. I will be there, the MC of the actual parade. Love to see you. Then the Grand Fireworks Show will be at the back at the grounds of UCO 9:30 Saturday night. So all of that part of the big 4th of July celebration coming up this weekend. Liberty Fest from Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Evangelical leaders are split over President Trump's Iran proposal, with supporters praising diplomacy backed by military pressure, while critics warn it could weaken support for Israel. The FAA is investigating after a JetBlue pilot reported that his plane was struck by a drone yesterday as it was landing at New York's Kennedy Airport.
The agency reported a post-flight inspection did not reveal any damage to the aircraft. And JetBlue tells NBC News the flight landed without incident. But just minutes later, according to air traffic control audio, another JetBlue flight reported seeing a drone flying quite close.
NBC's Aaron McLaughlin reports that later in the day, a helicopter pilot reported to air traffic control that he was nearly hit by a large remote-controlled plane as the helicopter was coming in for a landing. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute. Insurance companies love three words: pre-existing condition. The moment they find out you had a prior back injury or previous surgery or any medical history at all, they use it to deny or minimize your claim. But here's what the law actually says. If an accident aggravates a pre-existing condition, you're entitled to recover for that aggravation. The fact you were already vulnerable doesn't let them off the hook. In fact, there's a legal principle called the eggshell plaintiff rule. You take the person as you find them. I've represented clients who were told their injury didn't count because of their medical history. We proved otherwise, and we recovered for them. Don't let an insurance company weaponize your past health against you. If a crash made something worse, that matters, and you deserve to be compensated for it. Call McIntyre Law at any Oklahoma area code at 777-7000 or visit McIntyreLaw.com. The first conversation is always free.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. A small grass fire briefly interrupted Mustang's annual Family Freedom Festival after wind carried firework embers into nearby dry grass. The fire was quickly contained and extinguished before responding crews arrived. After officials confirmed the area was safe, the fireworks show resumed without any additional problems. Triple-digit heat is expected to settle across Oklahoma through Independence Day. Officials say the extreme heat poses serious risk, especially for people who are currently unhoused. The Homeless Alliance says they're seeing increased demand for multiple services. They're also asking for donations such as hats and sunscreen and lightweight clothing. Their day shelter continues operating as a cooling center while the heat continues. Oklahoma college students will pay slightly more in tuition next school year after the Oklahoma State Regents for Higher Education approved a statewide increase of about 2.2% for the 2026-27 academic year. Officials say the increase is intended to balance affordability with the financial needs of colleges and universities. Tuition waivers and scholarships are expected to increase by nearly 6.7% to help offset the added cost for students. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Proverbs 22:3. Hey, y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. 15 years ago this month, I received my first shipment of guns for a new fledgling startup business called Cops Gun Shop. So to celebrate our 15th anniversary, all in-stock ammo will be 15% off through the month of June. In addition, all in-stock Kel-Tec firearms are 5% off, too. Our Kel-Tec inventory consists of sub-2000 Gen 3s, KSGs, and a PR-57 pistol. We've got plenty of 5.7x28 Freedom Seeds to go with the PR-57 pistol also. In-stock Colt revolvers are 10% off. Stop by and check out the awesome inventory of lever-action rifles by Henry and Marlin and bolt-action rifles by Ruger. And if you haven't stopped in lately to see Duke the Shop Dog, he misses you. Cops Gun Shop is open to the public and located at 416 Hudeberg Circle next to Hurricane Harbor Water Park and open all day and night at copsgunshop.net. Cops Gun Shop, live safe. Live smart. Keep praying that the Marxist influence in our country goes away. And the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
Yet another lawsuit has been filed against Oklahoma Turnpike Authority. Will this one stick? Lee Matthews exploring it as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect a steady breeze with partly cloudy skies and a low of 74. Tomorrow, we'll bring a mix of sunshine and clouds along with a steady breeze with a high of 95. Tomorrow night, anticipate occasional breeziness under mainly clear skies and a low of 73. Looking ahead to Thursday, expect a mix of sun and clouds, breezy conditions, and a high of 94. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Things to chat about today on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Supreme Court decision handed down today regarding birthright citizenship. If you were born in the United States, you got citizenship. Doesn't matter if you're here illegally or if your parents are just passing through. Now some in Congress are calling for a constitutional amendment. What do you think? 405-608-4377, and a new alcohol law kicks in tomorrow, making it that you have to get a special license if you're going to serve alcohol at an event. Some states, they call it a picnic license. I think this is going to be more along the lines of a just a temporary bartender license. Anyway, they want to make sure that you know when someone's had too much and what to do about it. Your thoughts, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And Pikeoff OTA, a nonprofit organization we've talked about before, dedicated to preventing the development of two proposed turnpikes, filed another federal lawsuit against the OTA to stop the construction of the East-West Connector. That turnpike project, this time they're trying to cite environmental concerns. In the lawsuit, Pikeoff OTA says construction of the East-West Turnpike project is negatively impacting critical habitats and endangered species in the surrounding environment. Lawsuit also says that OTA is violating the Clean Water Act and the National Environmental Policy Act and Endangered Species Act, the Administrative Procedure Act, and the Federal Transportation Act. Is that all? Pikeoff OTA also aims to stop further construction and prevent additional bond funding until the required permits of the environmental reviews have been done. In the lawsuit, Pikeoff OTA says installments and construction areas will permanently impact the waters of the United States. I don't know how successful they'll be because our EPA has been reducing a lot of these kinds of regulations lately. But right now, I'm at the point where anything that slows them down or stops them, I'm all about. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio, and Lee Matthews with the drive. Mike writes, Lee, in 1991, Scott Pung bought a small three-bedroom home on a half-acre lot for his wife and two children. You were talking about the Michigan case the other day regarding property taxes. Well, this is how it all happened. Scott Pung built his home on that half-acre lot, and it was their family home. When Scott died in 2004, his wife stayed on the piece of property. When she died in 2008, the son and his family stayed. Same home, same family, more than two decades. The whole time, it was their primary residence, taxed at the lower rate Michigan gives for family homes. Then in 2010, an assessor decided wrongly that they should be taxed as if it were a second home. The family took it to court and won. The tribunal ruled they did not owe the property taxes. The assessor's response, in her own words, about the judge who ruled for the family, I don't care what he says. She imposed the tax again and left it off the original bill and added it to a later bill. When the family came in to pay, they brought a driver's license to prove it was their home and paid what they actually owed. It didn't matter. Over roughly $2,242 they did not owe had already beaten in court, the county foreclosed. A trial court tried to give the home back over a notice of failure. The county appealed and stopped that. In 2018, after 27 years, the family permanently lost the home that was bought and owned and paid for in 1991. This is what property taxes can do, not in theory, to a real family over a bill that was never owed because one official decided she did not care what the court said. And the Supreme Court said the Constitution will not make that family whole. Mike, thanks for clearing that up. We were talking about this just the other day, and I was saying that it was just another reason why I think we need to eliminate property taxes for people who've paid for the property. Not just people who are older, but people who paid for the property. In the course of financing, whatever you're going to finance, you will have paid all the taxes that probably would be adequate enough to keep our trade schools open and running. What do you think? 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Mike, thanks for writing in to lmatthews at freedom969.com on the drive. We are about to celebrate the 250th birthday of the founding of the United States, but you get the cake from Frontier Auto Group. Hey, it's Lee Matthews, and they just sent me this email today and wanted me to pass it on to you. From now until July 7th, end of business, General Motors is offering 0% for 60 months on all 2026 Trax, Equinox, and Silverado 1500s. That's the half-ton pickups. And Frontier Chevrolet has plenty of them for you to choose. So if you have some fleet vehicles you need to replace, this is an ideal time to do that. And at huge 4th of July blowout savings. You see, I told you, you get the cake. Frontier Auto Group, 0% for 60 months with approved credit. That's from General Motors, just for stopping by Frontier Auto Group. Give them a call to learn more, 405-262-3355. This long weekend, you do get Friday off, right? Would be a great opportunity to go shop Frontier Auto Group. They are off the El Reno Auto Alley, just off Route 66, frontiermotor.net.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Oklahoma men, remember when you were strong, awake, looked, felt so good with high libido and sex appeal? Are those days over, or are you just low on testosterone? Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The chemicals in the food and water, medical conditions, and normal aging steal your natural testosterone. That's why you feel weak, tired, foggy, unmotivated, with unexplained weight gain, poor workout results, and left with no desire for your honey. With our custom low T therapy, we designed the perfect blend of state-of-the-art lab work, peptides, and dosing to maximize your results quickly, safely, and affordably. At Ultimate Men's Clinic, we are local, discreet, and we provide unmatched patient service. Now, for a limited time, your initial consultation is free. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
Have you got skills? Then take them to H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. It's more than just another gun shop. They're Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. Browse the massive selection of firearms and then put those skills to test on the indoor gun range. Can't decide on a new firearm? Try before you buy with Range Rentals and find what exactly fits you. Then get a bite to eat at the 4U Cafe for the best burger in town. Have you got skills? Head to H&H Shooting Sports, I-40 in Meridian, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, calling for clear skies tonight, low 76. Sunny and hot tomorrow, high 94. Tomorrow night's low down to 74. Into Thursday, partly cloudy, high 94. It's 93 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. What do you think of the Supreme Court decisions handed down today? Now Congress is calling on a constitutional amendment as a result. What do you think? New alcohol law kicks in tomorrow, requiring a license even if you are serving alcohol at a fundraiser. And another lawsuit's been filed against Oklahoma Turnpike Authority. Will this one stick? You are on the air with Lee Matthews. Chris in Piedmont, thanks for hanging on. Hello, Chris in Piedmont.
Hey, how's it going, Lee?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
Good. Well, you'd made a comment of how some people would like to get rid of them and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think they serve a purpose, honestly. However, I do think that the tax commission is abusing their power and authority. I personally live on a farm north of Piedmont. We've got 70 head of animals on our property.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surrounded by farms that all have at least 20 to 50 head of cattle or donkeys or something. We live on a dirt road in the middle of nowhere. And lately, or the latest thing that the tax commission has done to us, is they have decided to rezone my farm urban residential. Okay,
huh.
I live on a dirt road a mile south of Waterloo, nowhere near any neighborhoods, surrounded by farms, and we all have livestock, and they're putting me in the urban residential category, and I think that's because they can collect more taxes if you're urban residential than if you're zoned agriculture. But it's something that's been rubbing me wrong lately, and I'm about to write him a letter and maybe even get an attorney involved because it's just not right. There's nothing urban or residential about my property in Canadian County.
And are they about to build there? Are they developing the surrounding property for some kind of development?
The only thing that I've heard of that they're going to be building in Piedmont is all the talk about the data center.
The data centers. Aha! Uh-huh.
And I am within probably a mile and a half of their proposed location.
Yeah. All right. That's it then. That's it. That's
yep.
what they're doing.
Yeah. But it irks me because yeah. I've lived there for 20 years. We've had a farm for 20 years, and all of a sudden I'm urban residential. How does that make sense to you?
No, it doesn't make sense to me other than they want the tax money that the data center is going to have to pay on that urban yeah. residential status.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Now,
so I'm just over it. I wanted to vent, and I figured, what better time to vent than now?
How much that will go up for you? I don't know.
Well, they have a cap. They can only raise your property tax so much
mm-hmm.
per year, and they'll do it every year until they get to their goal.
Yeah.
So they're already trying to chip away at getting there, but I'm trying to fight it.
Well, you keep at it. And I think, I don't know if Piedmont was one of the ones that filed a moratorium on you know what is going to be required of these data centers before they start construction or what, but there've been a lot.
I don't think anything official has happened yet. We've had,
okay.
of course, a few like town hall type meetings and
mm-hmm.
That kind of thing, but I haven't about if they're definitely saying no to it or if it's still kind of on the table. I don't know.
Seems like UConn did, Luther did. And then Norman just did last week.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'd be totally fine with Piedmont doing the same thing.
Yeah. And then Inola just yesterday drew a standing room only crowd when they were talking about the aluminum smelter that was going to be coming in, and they
yeah.
approved a 6-month moratorium on any construction until they can get a better idea of how big and how much of a strain that's going to be on their resources.
Yeah, I'm glad to see that people are kind of trying to stand up against the powers that be and
yeah.
that are trying to develop. Because it seems like lately they've been able to railroad whatever they want
oh, yeah.
through with nobody saying anything or having any consequences.
And that's by design from the data centers. The data centers know they can come in, they can secretly meet with county commissioners, get the county commissioners to sign a non-disclosure agreement so they can't talk about it, and then pursue their interests as they wish.
Yeah.
Because they
yeah.
don't want the people to know about it.
Yeah. Well, it's unfortunate that they do things the way they do, but
yeah.
I'm not going to give up without a fight.
Nope, I don't blame you.
Yep, well, I appreciate you, Lee. You keep up the good work, man.
Thank you for listening, Chris, in Piedmont on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Brett writes, Lee, Colorado just reported that 10,000 students have been pulled out of public school for homeschooling. This seems to be happening all over the country, and the crazy thing, in my anecdotal experience as a homeschool guy, so many of the parents are public school teachers. Makes you think. Well, Brett, they know how to teach, and if they're teaching their own kids, they can teach their kids without having to put up with any nonsense from a teacher's union or any nonsense from a teacher's union that is forcing their administrators to do certain things that they don't believe in or that they don't want to teach. 405-608-4377. Brett, thanks a lot for writing in to Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. On the way, was it a pride celebration or an orgy of exhibitionism? Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's talk radio.
4th of July weekend, and you can make your own bang at H&H Shooting Sports. Hey, it's Lee Matthews, H&H Shooting Sports. More than just another regular gun shop, they're Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. The first thing you're going to be impressed by is how big it is and how big the selection is. And whether it's a huge selection of rifles, pistols, used guns, and they're gently used, by the way, and have been thoroughly gone over by their entire gunsmith staff. Archery, there also is a hand-loading section and a safe section, because once you get even a modest collection of guns, you're going to need to be able to protect it, if and only if, from fire, and it's all right there at H&H Shooting Sports. Can't decide on a new firearm? Try before you buy with the range rentals, and you'll know exactly what fits you best. Plus, you before you head out, grab a bite to eat at the 4U Cafe. They've got award-winning onion rings and award-winning onion burgers. Try them all out. Conveniently located just off I-40 in Meridian. Come see why they are Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. H&H Shooting Sports.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Proverbs 22:3. Hey, y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. 15 years ago this month, I received my first shipment of guns for a new fledgling startup business called Cops Gun Shop. So to celebrate our 15th anniversary, all in-stock ammo will be 15% off through the month of June. In addition, all in-stock Kel-Tec firearms are 5% off, too. Our Kel-Tec inventory consists of sub-2000 Gen 3s, KSGs, and the PR-57 pistol. We've got plenty of 5.7 by 2.8 Freedom Seeds to go with the PR-57 pistol also. In-stock Colt revolvers are 10% off. Stop by and check out the awesome inventory of lever-action rifles by Henry and Marlin and bolt-action rifles by Ruger. And if you haven't stopped in lately to see Duke the Shop Dog, he misses you. Cops Gun Shop is open to the public and located at 416 Hudeberg Circle next to Hurricane Harbor Water Park, and open all day and night at copsgunshop.net. Cops Gun Shop, live safe, live smart, keep praying that the Marxist influence in our country goes away, and the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
Okie Dokie Bakery off Reno and Sarah Road.
Cupcakes, stuffed cookies, macarons, Pop-Tarts, and more, made from scratch and baked fresh every day from our own in-store kitchen that's locally owned and family operated.
Okie Dokie Bakery has the perfect treats for any occasion.
We don't skimp on flavor.
Come by Okie Dokie Bakery on Reno and Sarah Road.
And if you're curious about the flavors, check out OkieDokieBakery.com.
OkieDokieBakery.com. That's OkieDokieBakery.com.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
As we gear up for barbecues and fireworks, there's still fireworks happening in the Middle East and in Washington, D.C. over trying to get legislation passed. I'm Eric Erickson. Listen to me live weekdays right here on Freedom 96.9, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. as we dive deep on the news of the day, cover all the breaking news, and I will even take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 right here on Freedom 96.9, the voice of freedom across the great state of Oklahoma.
Freedom 96.9, accurate weather forecast. Calling for clear skies tonight, low of 76. Got sunny skies tomorrow, hot, high 94. Tomorrow night, 74 for a low. Into Thursday, partly cloudy, high 94. It's 93 at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. John in Oklahoma City, thank you for hanging on, John.
Thank you, Lee. You know, for 70 years that I can testify to, we've been talking about the Democrats' strong affinity for creeping socialism, mm-hmm. And at the same time using the old slowly boiling frog communist metaphor.
Yeah.
And stuff like the long game. But we see it before our very eyes now that the Democrats are anti-Israel, anti-America, mm-hmm. and their jihadi wing is anti-Western civilization. You know,
yep.
And in the last few years, they recruited Occupy Wall Street and BLM and Antifa as their street zombie enforcers. And it looks like the street zombie enforcers are now taking over the party in several, you know, places throughout the country, New York and Seattle and Chicago and various other places. And the thing that struck me the most about it, I mean, this has been a reality for a long time, but the thing that strikes me is the other aspect of it, the mayors like Katie Wilson in Seattle and mm-hmm. Mamdani in New York and Bass in L.A., Brandon Johnson in Chicago, they are actually driving their opponents out of the respective cities in order to solidify their base. You saw that in L.A., and you certainly see it in Seattle. I mean, what did Katie say? She said to Starbucks, bye, when they were leaving. Mm-hmm. And Karen Bass, the same thing. Mamdani, you know, tells the rich people, well, just get rid of your second houses or we're going to confiscate mm-hmm. them, you know. It's remarkable. And as a result, these people gain even more power. Now, sure, they're left with just poor people, but the nice thing about poor people is there's a lot of them, and you can squeeze them for a few bucks each and still, you know, do as well as you could do with something, you know, that was, like, provable, like, you know, embezzlement, you know. They've got themselves set up to become multimillionaires, which is exactly what happens in every one of these socialist communist countries, is, of course, the leaders become rich as all get out, and the rest of the people fall into some dystopian nightmare like Venezuela, you know.
Well, here's what's going to happen in those cities. They're going to eventually run out of all of the free stuff that they promise they're going to give.
Of course, they're not going to.
It's not going to be replenished because all of these businesses they're saying goodbye to, and all these business people they're saying goodbye to, are not coming back. So,
right.
What
well,
will
look
happen,
at Venezuela and Cuba and the Soviet Union. The people starved to death by the millions.
And that's not going to get that bad because this has happened before. This has happened twice before in New York. I want to say it happened in the 60s and then it happened again in the 70s. And New York would then run to the federal government and say, or they'd run to their state government and say, we're bankrupt. We need you to bail us out. And the state government would say, no, you got yourself into that problem by yourself. We already give you most of our money anyway. And then they'll go to the federal government and they'll say, we're too big to fail, or we need you to bail us out because we're the biggest city in the country and we can't afford to fail, and so on and so forth. That's what they will do. And in one particular instance, I think we did bail out New York City, and in another, we did not. I think Ford refused to.
Right. Yeah, and during the Obama administration, he had his famous bailout on the groups that were too big to fail.
Yes.
Well, the beautiful irony of all of it is that the left's really aggressive push to colonize every single corner of American life seems to be backfiring. They've turned every mm-hmm. institution, universities, and comic books and Fortune 500 companies into just humorless, hyper-woke HR departments, and as a result, they've made conservatism kind of cool again,
mm-hmm.
You know, because people are looking at this and thinking, good gosh, this is horrifying. So hopefully it'll be a harbinger of, you know, American revival.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have the Jimmy Carter so you can have the Ronald Reagans. You have to have the Biden so you can have the Donald Trumps. You've got to have idiot mayors in New York City so that you can have the Ed Koch has come along and save everything,
Well, I was just fascinated by the fact that they're intentionally driving people out.
Yeah.
And even though, you know, you would think that's a recipe for failure, in the long run, it is, But for Mamdami and for Bass and for Johnson and for the
and he won't
in Seattle,
yeah.
they're going to get reelected.
Well,
they
will.
They will.
Yeah. Only so often, because after a while, people will realize, wait, this isn't working. But once they do vote him out, he won't care.
They'll be filthy rich.
Yeah.
KQOP in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. An 87-year-old woman reported missing has been found dead in Choctaw. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The largest Hispanic-owned food company in the U.S. is responding to the humanitarian crisis in Venezuela after two devastating earthquakes.
Goya Foods is donating 100,000 pounds of food to help feed the families affected by the disaster in partnership with Global Empowerment Mission based in Doral. The food will be distributed from Goya's Miami warehouse and delivered to communities throughout Venezuela. Donation is through the company's global initiative, Goya Gives. Goya Foods' co-president, Peter Unanue, says their hearts are with the people of Venezuela during this incredibly difficult time, and he notes the company is committed to supporting relief efforts and providing nourishment to families as they begin a long road to recovery. I'm Joel Malkin.
Health officials are warning about a rare but potentially serious tick-borne illness called Powassan virus. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported a recorded 76 U.S. cases in 2025. Unlike Lyme disease, experts say Powassan can be transmitted within minutes of a tick bite. While infections remain uncommon, severe cases can cause brain inflammation, and there is currently no vaccine or specific antiviral treatment. Experts recommend avoiding tick bites and checking for ticks after spending any time outdoors. Most Americans aren't too happy about the economy, but we really like going to work.
A survey by Deputy, a global firm that helps small businesses with HR and other services, found a slight uptick in employees who feel good about their jobs and a big drop in those who don't. Nearly 79% of workers say they felt positive at the end of their shifts. That's up about a half a percentage point from last year's survey. Those who felt unhappy dropped to 5.9%. That's down from 6.6% last year and a four-year low. Those who work in the gaming, hospitality, and retail sectors were happiest on the job. The most negative responses came from employees at tobacco, e-cigarette, and marijuana stores. I'm Daria Albinger.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30-plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. 87-year-old Lucia Rodriguez, who was reported missing Monday after wandering away from her home in Choctaw, has been found dead. The Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office says Rodriguez, who suffered from dementia, was discovered inside a neighbor's vehicle Monday evening. Investigators say there are no apparent signs of foul play, and the investigation remains ongoing. Triple-digit temperatures are expected to settle across Oklahoma through the Independence Day weekend, with highs reaching as high as 103 degrees. Officials say the extreme heat poses a serious risk, especially for people experiencing homelessness. A representative with the Homeless Alliance says the organization is seeing increased demand for services and asking for donations of items such as hats, sunscreen, and lightweight clothing, while its day shelter continues operating as a cooling center. Lexington police are changing how they handle dispatch services due to a city budget constraint. Beginning July 1st, police and fire dispatching will be handled by McLean County 911. The police department building will remain locked without support staff on site. Officials say residents can still file official reports by phone, and officers will respond to either the department or the caller's location as needed. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Was it a Pride celebration or was it an orgy of exhibitionism? You know, this is what I hate about the Pride celebrations. They have nothing to do with Pride. I'll explore more and you can tell me what you think coming up as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect a steady breeze with partly cloudy skies and a low of 74. Tomorrow, we'll bring a mix of sunshine and clouds along with a steady breeze with a high of 95. Tomorrow night, anticipate occasional breeziness under mainly clear skies and a low of 73. Looking ahead to Thursday, expect a mix of sun and clouds, breezy conditions, and a high of 94. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Celebrate one of the largest 4th of July festivals in the country with events like Liberty Fest Parade, hosted by Freedom 96.9. And the Grand Fireworks Show is back at UCO. From 1776 to Route 66, the freedom of America rolls on. Find out more at freedom969.com. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
So we had three major Supreme Court decisions handed down today. The most watched was Donald Trump's effort to end birthright citizenship. The court struck it down 6-3. The court ruled in favor of Idaho and West Virginia's bans on transgender athletes competing in women's and girls' sports. That's good. And then the court also struck down federal regulations limiting how much a political party can contribute to a candidate for federal office. They ruled that it was a First Amendment issue. And I agree with them on that. But what do you think on that or anything else you want to chat about today? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, freedom969.com, the website, lmatthews at freedom969.com. And that's my email address directly. And I'm also on Facebook and on X profiles. You can find me there and you can communicate that way. Now, some in Congress are calling for a constitutional amendment as a result of the birthright ruling. That would take a proposal from Congress, which would require 2/3 of a vote from each body, and then it would have to go around and get approved or ratified by 2/3 of a vote from each state. Is it impossible? No. Will it get 2/3 in a California? I don't know. I don't think so. Or in New York? I don't think so. Because limiting the citizenship in those cities is against their desire to hang on to their electoral college votes. So the Congress is looking at a way to do something in the form of a congressional act. I'm not sure what, but if they do, it too could face some sort of constitutional cross-examination. This particular case surrounded Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship. So not only does it open up the birthright citizenship, but it also has solidified the Department of Homeland Security's need to make sure that they are keeping the illegals out, pregnant or otherwise. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews on The Drive. We've also had some conversation, and there's this, again, there's this perception that there are these Democrat socialists that are taking over the country. They've taken over New York.
And now they say they want to take over Michigan. And then they want to take over Illinois. And then they want to take over Denver. And what is happening here is candidates like Zoran Mandami are promising people all kinds of stuff that he is never, ever going to be able to give them. And all he's going to do when he can't give it to them, well, it's those mean old rich people. That is the MO of people on the Uber left like that. But when you look at how many people are of that persuasion versus how many people are not, they're not taking over, okay? They may be getting a toehold, not a foothold, but a toehold in cities like New York because, well, New York is in bad shape. Everything that Rudy Giuliani did is being undone little by little. And New York is once again spiraling into a crap hole. Because nobody wants to live there. The taxes are too high. And the taxes are too high because they're trying to give too much stuff away to people. Detroit, that's why Detroit is in the state that it's in. And yes, Detroit may stumble into this semi-communist. And that's the other thing. They're calling themselves democratic socialists. They're communists, okay? Anybody who has Democrat in front of their name should know that there's a freedom of speech in this country and that you should honor that freedom of speech. Well, democratic socialists don't want to do that. They don't want you to have the right to criticize anything. A Democrat socialist should believe in free trade. Well, they don't, because they don't believe that someone should get rich off of anything. A Democrat socialist should not have a problem with people going to church, but these Democrat socialists definitely have a problem with someone quoting Bible verses. A Democrat socialist should not have a problem with free enterprise. And these Democrat socialists do. So they really are communists who are latching onto the Democrat Party because they can't win on their own. And we've gone over that before. And the big loser in all of this are going to be the people of New York and the people who are of the Democrat Party. They're going to have to find something else to do. Another party or whatever. When like I said last week, when James Carville, the uncle, the godfather of the Democrat Party, is like, nope, this is not my party. I'm not in the same party as these people. Something's changing. But here's what's going on, okay? Because these ideas are not new. Karl Marx was wealthy, came from a wealthy family, went to a school, you know, it was college educated. And he was noticing that the monarchy in Russia was overlooking a large portion of the population because they were poor and getting poorer. And that's when he started formulating his ideas on Marxism. And his ideas on Marxism, first of all, you get rid of the monarchy. And because the monarchy is supposed to be God's given representative to rule on the planet, you get rid of religion. Because religion is going to do nothing more than produce another monarchy. Plus, if people believe in religion, they will have free thought. And you got to get rid of that if you're going to get people to have what they call a collective socialism. And so he wrote all of this down in a book called Das Kapital. And it's, I don't know, 500 pages of the most boring, repetitive, and contradictory stuff you'll ever read. I think it got him thrown out of the country because it was all against the Tsar. And he was exiled to Great Britain, where he once again kept his preaching going, where he tried to get a communist movement going in Great Britain. Well, you know what happened in Great Britain about that time? Great Britain eased up, and we're talking late 19th century here. Great Britain eased up on some of their voting regulations. And all of a sudden, a lot of the people in Great Britain that felt disenfranchised and that the government was not looking out for them felt they had the power. And so their desire to revolt never took root. So let's look at all these things. When you look at Karl Marx's life, he never really did anything. And he basically was a failure at everything, including marriage. And if he hadn't had money and a comfortable upbringing, he never would have been able to formulate the ideas that he formulated, because it's pretty easy to say we need to take all this money and spend it on giving it to people when you yourself have money and don't have anything to lose. All right, so Das Kapital sits on a shelf and does not take root in Great Britain. It is later read by an Italian whose name was Antonio Gramsci. And Antonio Gramsci took all those ideas and said, okay, well, here's the problem. It didn't take root in Great Britain because there was a strong religious following, the economy was good, the people were generally in good spirits. We're talking about the late 19th century, so the Industrial Revolution was blowing and going. You got to bring it somewhere where things are just so bad, it's the only alternative. And that's when he came up with cultural collectivism. You have to get people thinking in terms of cultural collectivism. We're all in this together. And you can't have the church, because that church that teaches individualism. And you can't have the monarchy. And you can't have the universities, because the universities teach individual thought. Plus, the universities at the time were also connected to the churches. You can't have free enterprise, because you can't have somebody making more money than the other person. And then another guy came along and saw all of these writings that Antonio Gramsci had written. And his name was Vladimir Lenin. Except he took those ideas and applied them. By then, Russia was really, really falling into bad times. And he was able to motivate people for the Russian Revolution. And communism took over. And communism didn't work. And communism hasn't worked everywhere it's been tried. And do you know why? Well, if you listen to this program, you know why, because I say why. It overlooks one very crucial human element. Human nature. You can sit there and preach collective socialism all you want, and we're all in this together all you want, and we all have to work together to make things better. You can do that all you want, but you're never going to erase a human being's desire to watch out for themselves. A human being's desire to make sure, okay, yeah, I'm going to work, but I'm going to make sure I get mine first. And that's why communism doesn't work, because eventually everybody's doing that. Just like in capitalism. Only the difference is, it's a different set of bullies. In capitalism, the people who are rising to the top are the people who are bettering themselves based on the wants and needs of their fellow man. In communism, nobody's bettering anybody but themselves. Because if you don't, nobody else will. Which is hugely ironic, given the collective socialism concept, this is all supposed to rise everybody's boat. This tide is supposed to rise everybody's boat, but it doesn't, because everybody's looking out for themselves. Now, capitalism encourages you to look out for yourself, but also try to come up with a good or service that will benefit your fellow man. That way you benefit yourself and you benefit everybody else around you. So I did a little homework overnight, and that's where I was reading up about the I didn't know that about Antonio Gramsci. I'd always been told it was Karl Marx, and then Karl Marx inspired Lenin, and then Lenin inspired Stalin, and of course each and every version of this turned out to be a bigger and worse bully. And then you get to Stalin, and it's a complete dictatorship. It's not even pure communism anymore. It's a dictatorship by the time Stalin gets a hold of it. But it wasn't until Antonio Gramsci decided you have to destroy the society first and then rebuild it. And we are seeing some of that. How do you destroy the society? Well, first thing you do is you get rid of religion. Then you get rid of free enterprise. Then you make the family dependent on society, not itself. So you destroy the family as a unit. And then you get rid of schools. Or the schools you have are only going to teach about communism. They're not going to teach free thought at all. They're going to be indoctrination. So we're seeing that with schools. We've definitely seen the attack on the family. We've definitely seen, okay, the family unit is bad. If you as a family unit have a mother and a father, that's bad. If you have a family unit that has a mother and a father and you go to church, that's really bad. We've seen that attack, but we're also seeing, hey, wait a minute. Trump's back, and Trump is restoring a lot of those values, and things are getting better. So I don't worry too much about the Zoran Mandamis of the world or the other socialists that are trying to get elected, and they may even get elected. But they're going to be so outnumbered by people who are seeing this for what it really is that I'm optimistic. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Speaking of coming up with something that benefits your fellow man, one OU professor has when it comes to treating lung cancer. That coming up on Freedom 96.9. I say, it's so nice to be eligible. Are you eligible for Medicare? Well, if you were born in 1961, you are. Congratulations. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is signing up for anything when it comes to the government is a pain in the tuchus, the gluteus maximus, the permanent vertical smile. That's some place you don't want to have a pain in. And that's where Well-Preserved Advisory Group comes in. 405-848-5790. They will assuage the pain in your gluteus maximus. They will put a salve on the pain in your permanent vertical smile. Figuratively, of course. Maybe physically, if you like. I don't know. Maybe you're into that. Well-Preserved Advisory Group. They'll put a plan together that works for you when it comes to Medicare, and then they'll be right with you to walk you through the whole process. 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
If it's neuropathy and chronic pain that you have, you can trust your wellness to Modus Health and their highly trained team. At Modus Health, they're experts in massage, chiropractic care, and physical therapy, and can tackle everything from neuropathy to chronic pain. Serving Oklahoma and beyond, they're here to ease your pain, boost your mobility, and support your health with personalized care. Visit ModusHealth.com for a free consultation. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best, naturally and effectively. ModusHealth.com.
The clock is ticking, and time is running out on Ford employee pricing for everyone. And Stevens Ford in Enid doesn't want you to miss out on the savings. But it all comes to an end at midnight on July the 6th. Just how good are the savings? Check these out. A brand new 2026 Ford Explorer discounted $4,902. A new 26 F-150 discounted $4,492. A brand new 26 Ranger discounted $2,061. These are just examples of the discounts. You'll find discounts like this on every Ford on our lot. If you're the least bit interested in a new Ford and you want a money-saving price, don't wait. Come to Stevens Ford and Enid. Not only will you get the lowest price, you'll also get financing so quick, you'll think it's automatic. But remember, employee pricing will end at midnight, July the 6th. Come to Stevens Ford and Enid today.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
They may try to creep into the technology. Now, I was told that's like treason and you shouldn't be allowed on the ballot if you were going to question the legitimacy of an election. But that's the point. The Democrats are constantly accusing you of what they're doing. Think of how much time they spend calling Republicans Nazis. And now they're telling you to vote for the guy Graham Plattner who has the Nazi tattoo on his chest.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Supreme Court decision today on birthright citizenship. What do you think? 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Lee Matthews and The Drive. We were talking about individual achievement and what capitalism brings in terms of individual achievement. Just such a thing is happening at OU Medical Center. For patients with stage one lung cancers, successful surgery is a major milestone, but a lot of stress often follows, and patients face a lot of stress. One in three of them face a reoccurrence of the cancer. Dr. Muhammad Furkan of OU Health Stevenson Cancer Center is trying to find a cure. He's confident in an immunotherapy drug that is used to treat other cancers as a new phase of treatment post-surgery. He says it's already in trial for testing. The risk of reoccurrence in his patient's population is about 30% or more, and when we don't have the treatment options to prevent the reoccurrences, he says, until now. He's been working towards a cure for stage one lung cancer reoccurrences for the last year and a half. The new national phase three trial was launched by the Alliance for Clinical Trials in Oncology. Oncology is that fancy word for a doctor who studies cancer. Furkan was picked to lead the trial where 336 patients at clinics across the U.S. will be given the drug. He says the drug can act as a shield post-surgery, training the body's immune system to destroy microscopic lingering cells before reoccurrence can happen. He says minor breakthroughs like this take time, but efforts are being made to save more lives. This is one of the exciting things about immunotherapies. Getting your body to cure itself. And with the help of artificial intelligence, we're going to be able to filter out the cells that are good and the cells that are bad. And your body is going to be able to heal itself. Heal thyself, physician. So that's why I'm not scared of any of the effects of artificial intelligence. Things like this can come along and again, curing cancer may be as simple as going into your doctor and getting a shot. Calvin writes on lmatthews at freedom969.com with Lee Matthews and The Drive, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. Lee, what is the name of the song you open your show with? Calvin, I get that a lot. It goes back to the 90s, and it was what we in the radio business call a mid-chart stiff. I don't know if it was too cool for the room or what, but I always liked it. The name of the song is Standing Outside a Broken Down Telephone Booth. That's the name of the song. Name of the artist is Primitive Radio Gods. Now, when I say Primitive Radio Gods, I really think it's only one guy. And I think it's one guy who likes sound because he has crammed so many different sounds in that song. And I think he produced it himself. I think it falls into the category of techno. But I always liked the song. And it only went to maybe number 10 or 15 on the charts. And then you never heard from it again. And I think that's because, again, it's too cool for the room. It came out at a time when all the boy bands were battling each other. The NSYNCs and the Backstreet Boys and all those others were all... Britney Spears was there in there, too. And then there was this Primitive Radio God song. But that's what it's called. If you can get a hold of the song, listen to it, and try to listen to it with headphones on, because it'll rip your head open. It's so detailed and textured. The Beatles, John Lennon, he would have loved this song. Standing Outside a Broken Down Telephone Booth by Primitive Radio Gods. Calvin, thanks for asking. I get a lot of calls about it. I think because it's distinctive and it's unique. And I like it because it's from the 90s. It reminds me when I was in college. 405-608-4377. Coming up, is it pride or is it exhibitionism? And a Marxist trader, millionaire, is behind a lot of the propaganda against artificial intelligence. And I'll tell you why. Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner.
A man is dead after being attacked by a crocodile in Puerto Vallarta.
The man's body was found by members of the Mexican Navy on Saturday morning, and the crocodile was captured nearby. Government officials say it happened at a beach near the Marriott Puerto Vallarta Resort and Spa. They say the 28-year-old man was dragged into the water before he could be helped by bystanders or emergency responders. Most recent crocodile encounters in Puerto Vallarta occurred in 2022 and 2021, when American tourists were bitten but survived, close to the same area as the most recent attack. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A Medicare pilot plan will now cover most prescribed GLP-1s.
The Medicare GLP-1 Bridge Program launches July 1st, and participants must meet certain criteria, like height and weight, and have comorbidities. Copay is $50 per month for a 30-day supply. The program will run through next year. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. 87-year-old Lucia Rodriguez, who was reported missing Monday after wandering away from her home in Choctaw, has been found dead. The Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office says Rodriguez, who suffered from dementia, was discovered inside a neighbor's vehicle Monday evening. Investigators say there are no apparent signs of foul play, and the investigation remains ongoing. Triple-digit temperatures are expected to settle across Oklahoma through the Independence Day weekend, with highs reaching as high as 103 degrees. Officials say the extreme heat poses a serious risk, especially for people experiencing homelessness. A representative with the Homeless Alliance says the organization is seeing increased demand for services and asking for donations of items such as hats, sunscreen, and lightweight clothing, while its day shelter continues operating as a cooling center. Lexington police are changing how they handle dispatch services due to a city budget constraint. Beginning July 1st, police and fire dispatching will be handled by McLean County 911. The police department building will remain locked without support staff on site. Officials say residents can still file official reports by phone, and officers will respond to either the department or the caller's location as needed. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
The clock is ticking, and time is running out on Ford employee pricing for everyone. And Stevens Ford and Enid doesn't want you to miss out on the savings. But it all comes to an end at midnight on July the 6th. Just how good are the savings? Check these out. A brand new 2026 Ford Explorer, discounted $4,902. A new 26 F-150, discounted $4,492. A brand new 26 Ranger, discounted $2,061. These are just examples of the discounts. You'll find discounts like this on every Ford on our lot. If you're the least bit interested in a new Ford and you want a money-saving price, don't wait. Come to Stevens Ford in Enid. Not only will you get the lowest price, you'll also get financing so quick, you'll think it's automatic. But remember, employee pricing will end at midnight, July the 6th. Come to Stevens Ford in Enid today.
Did you see Biden's new blunder over the weekend? He was getting heckled, and he lost his train of thought. And then he mumbled like he normally does, which way to go off stage? And somebody had to come up and guide him back off stage again because he didn't know where the hell he was. Biden was the one talking about and bragging about building back better. But Scott McCollum of McRoof is the only one that's really doing it, really and truly. And talking that over with your insurance company when he does, because the insurance companies are getting more and more flaky about what they're going to cover and what they aren't going to cover. Do you realize if you have two claims within a year, they're likely not to cover it or only cover part of it or drop you altogether. And then you can go beg and plead and try to get back on with them. And they say, yeah, but you're going to have to raise your deductible. My deductible's already $5,000. What do I do now? Anyway, don't deal with any of that. Have that all happen through McRoof.us, 405-877-7663. We've had our share of wind. We've had our share of hail. And, yeah, maybe since it's 96 degrees out there today, that won't matter. But the next rain that comes along, it sure as hell will. So be ready to call 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
A Marxist traitor millionaire is behind a lot of the propaganda against data centers and artificial intelligence. Now, why would that be? Coming up as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect a steady breeze with partly cloudy skies and a low of 74. Tomorrow, we'll bring a mix of sunshine and clouds along with a steady breeze with a high of 95. Tomorrow night, anticipate occasional breeziness under mainly clear skies and a low of 73. Looking ahead to Thursday, expect a mix of sun and clouds, breezy conditions, and a high of 94. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews and the Drive. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. What do you think of the birthright citizenship decision by the Supreme Court earlier today? Congress calling for a constitutional amendment to rectify that ruling. What do you think? Another lawsuit filed against Oklahoma Turnpike Authority. Thoughts on that? And is it pride or is it an orgy of exhibitionism? Seattle's LGBT pride parade this past Sunday descended into a bedlam as attendees stripped off their clothes and marched the streets stark naked while children looked on. One video showed a it was videoed by a detransitioner activist and posted on Frontline's Turning Point USA, showed people from a group called Friends of Denny Blaine marching in the nude. Some onlookers clapped and cheered while the video panned to young children watching the spectacle. Another video shows naked people prancing around an outdoor fountain near children who are playing in the water. Seattle Pride Parade passed under the Space Needle on Sunday. Friends of Denny Blaine, according to the website, is dedicated to protecting Denny Blaine Park, which is best known for its historic, nude, and queer character. Currently, the park is facing a lawsuit from a concerned citizen over its graphic nature. Nude, lewd, and free to be naked. Nude is nourishing. Just some of the signs the marchers were parading. Yet another video shows naked men cycling in the parade, again to the applause and appreciation of the crowd, though some spectators can be seen shielding the eyes of children from the nude bodies. My question is, why are a bunch of children at a parade like this anyway? When you know it's going to be a pride parade, I'm afraid, unfortunately, it's going to descend into this kind of behavior, and maybe they shouldn't be there? 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you were on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Hello, this is Caleb in Moore.
Hello, Caleb. Good to hear from you.
Hey, I just had a comment about what you were just talking about. Wouldn't every one of those people now be sex offenders?
One would think. Now, Caleb, you may have heard me say this before. This is why I have a problem with the pride movement. I don't have a problem with homosexuality. I don't have a problem with transsexuality.
Yeah.
I have a problem with exhibitionism.
Yes.
If you and your significant other were to go down to Scissortail Park and take off all of your clothes and do nothing but sit at one of the picnic tables, at best you'd be asked to leave. At worst, you'd be arrested for indecent exposure.
Yes.
And if children were present, you could be arrested for being a sex offender. Why then are we having festivals like this where this type of behavior is not only tolerated, it is almost celebrated?
Yes, it's encouraged.
Yes.
it's ridiculous.
So the pride movement is not a pride movement. It is an orgy of exhibitionism. And you know what it's all designed to do? It's designed to normalize a behavior that is not in accordance with community standards.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally agree.
Yeah.
That's all I had to say.
Okay. I mean, you understand where I'm coming from. I'm coming from, okay, wait a minute.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. We have standards for a reason. And that reason is we don't want to expose our children to some of these things until they are ready to be exposed to them.
Yes. So that they understand what's going on and they can make decisions for themselves.
Yes.
We have to protect them.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, my
nephew was maybe 5 years old, and I was helping mom carry some. I needed to carry some horse feed out of the back of her car to the barn where we keep the horse feed. And of course, my nephew, I can do this. I'm a big boy. I've been eating, and I can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. But this is a little heavy for you, and because I'm your uncle, it's my job to bear this load for you until you get a little older, and then you can handle the load.
Yes.
Okay? It's the same with a mental load.
Correct.
You know?
Yeah, I completely agree.
Something sexual, something spiritual. It doesn't really matter. It could be a lot of things mental that you cannot, you really shouldn't handle as a child. And so that's
100%.
That's why we have a community standard. It's not because, oh, well, I hate homosexuality and that's their behavior and therefore I hate their behavior. No, that is not behavior that is conducive to our community standard. Now, if you and your partner want to hold hands in the park, I don't have a problem with that. If you
if
you and your partner want to go to a movie together, I don't have a problem with that. Go out to dinner together, I don't have a problem with that. You want to get married and have a ceremony? Don't have a problem with that. But there's a difference between a couple who are together because they love each other and want to form a loving and supporting partnership in life and taking off all your clothes and waving your private parts.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Caleb. Glad you're listening in on Freedom 96.9. And that's why I had a problem with the Bud Light guy. the alleged trans who was selling Bud Light. Okay? I was told, well, that's the way. He's trans. Don't you understand? He is a man acting like a woman. I said, no, he's not. He's not a man dressing and acting like a woman. He's a man dressing and acting like a 13-year-old prepubescent. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so excited. Look what I found today. Bud Light sent me a can of my own beer. I don't know any woman who talks like that. So, no, I'm not against trans people. I'm against people who are exhibitionists like that. He's being an exhibitionist. Hey, everybody, look at me. I'm gay. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
I'm John in Ponca City.
Hey, John. Good to hear from you, sir. I bet you have a lot to say about the Supreme Court.
Yeah, where do I start? I'll start with the current topic.
Yeah.
They need to read what my Lord said about millstones and the depths of the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, this exhibitionist in front of children that's causing them to stumble.
Mm-hmm.
They ought to probably watch what they're doing. They're going to get what's coming.
Yes.
If you're going to do that in front of a child, then you're a sick person to begin with. But
yes.
We'll move past that. The Indian Rights Act of 1924 explains why this Supreme Court decision is completely absurd. They passed a law in 24 to say basically birthright citizenship for Native Americans because they were already considered a citizen mm-hmm. of their tribe.
Yeah.
So they could even have a dual citizenship. They were automatically recognized as having a dual citizenship as, say, a Cherokee and a United States citizen.
Well, doesn't the 14th Amendment apply to them as well because the state in which you reside, and many Native Americans actually had a residence in a state. Now, there were some states, Oklahoma wasn't a state in 1864, but
right.
They still had a residence, a place where they lived.
And you just put your finger on it, because that's why they passed it in 24, because of the new states that had come in since the 14th Amendment.
Okay.
And that's why Calvin Coolidge went ahead and had him pass that bill, because he said, well, we've got to clear this up about the Native Americans, because, well, good Lord, Oklahoma had to.
Yeah.
That's where they brought everybody.
Yeah.
Live here.
we don't like it here. I don't care. Live here anyway.
Right. But that shows you, because the guys who wrote the 14th Amendment, it is very clear in the congressional record, they said this is not so people can just come here and have a baby, because it was exactly, they passed it to keep people
mm-hmm.
from doing that. That's what it was designed for. And the Supreme Court just said the exact opposite of what those drafters of the 14th Amendment said. They just said the exact opposite. And good Lord, Coney Barrett, and I knew Roberts was trouble from the beginning, but she's mm-hmm. a huge disappointment. But when Roberts got nominated by Bush, I was like, oh, God, this is not going to be good. And I was right.
Yes. Yes, you are.
The Chief Justice before that was very good.
Yeah.
Roberts is wishy-washy as they get. And what really makes me mad is that they made that ruling for politics, not for justice, not for what the text said. They did it politically. Well, did we elect any of those 9 members of the Supreme Court?
No, we did not. But if they did it for politics, what politics were they trying to supply?
The left, it's more votes. That's why they hate ICE, because they're taking voters out of the country.
Okay.
That's my theory anyway.
Let's go back to Roe v. Wade, okay? Because I think Roe v. Wade is some of the biggest pretzel logic the Supreme Court has ever pulled.
I totally agree with that.
History. Because if I'm correct in the way I interpret their ruling on Roe v. Wade in 1972 or something like that,
yeah,
they voted that a woman has a right to medical privacy.
Right.
And because she has a right to medical privacy, that includes all procedures that might be kept private, including abortion. So
a whole lot of mites there, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Usually the Supreme Court deals with what's written right in front of them on the actual case itself. They don't sit there and say, well, a woman does have a right to privacy, even if that's killing her own baby. And because
logically, to leap from there to a right to an abortion, they're not even related.
Right. And that's what I don't get.
Even the liberals I went to law school with thought that decision was terrible.
Okay.
And they were pro-choice.
Now, here's what I was thinking at the time. I was thinking at the time, and this may be absurd because the Supreme Court was far from being a liberal court in that era, was it not?
I'd say semi, because it was still had the remnants of the FDR court on that.
Okay. I was thinking that, okay, the Supreme Court made that decision because they wanted to placate the women's liberation movement, which was really heating up in that era.
Yes, that's true. But that's, once again, that's going political.
Right.
That's not their job.
I agree.
And the difference between that and the birthright citizenship is the 14th Amendment, meaning that's part of the Constitution, is the text. There was no text of Roe v. Wade.
No.
It wasn't even a constitutional issue.
No.
That's why whenever they overturned Roe v. Wade, all they were saying was, well, this, the feds don't have jurisdiction over this.
Yes.
This goes to the state.
This is a state issue. Now, would the court have actually said, okay, let's see, Trump's in office, and the if we're going to rule that you can't have trans men on women's sporting events, that's a victory for Trump, so we're not going to give him too many victories in one swath.
That's a good. I like your theory.
Yeah.
That's a good possibility.
Because from what I understand, well, the birthright citizen case was a case against his executive order. It wasn't a case against the 14th Amendment.
Right. That's correct. And that's the messed up thing about. Yeah, I think you're right. They said, "Oh well, we'll at least give him this one, and we'll take that one."
Yeah.
But. The trans deal, once again, that's not written in the Constitution. So the feds have no business even doing anything about it. The states can do whatever they want. So that's exactly like Roe v. Wade.
Oh, it is exactly like, that's another thing I'd overlooked and I hadn't really been talking about, except that I kind of opened the show with it. Yeah, it deals with two specific cases, Idaho and West Virginia, but because it grants Idaho and West Virginia the right to keep men off of women's sports teams, any state moving forward will have precedents to refer to in their case, constitutionally approved precedents, right?
Yep, that's right, and that's why they won't be challenged, because they're going to lose.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that precedent has been established. That's why overturning Roe v. Wade was a big deal. I mean, it was a joke to begin with. But it's the same exact same concept, because now all the states can do whatever they want.
Well, and you know what else helped? You know what else helped is that surgical abortions are becoming obsolete.
Yes, that's true. That is true.
So the fact that you can go down, the fact you can go down and get an abortion pill, and in many cases you don't even need a prescription for it, that's a lot more palatable to the moderates than it is to than surgical abortion. So,
well, John, you're right about that, but they don't make a pill that turns you from a man to a woman.
No, yet anyway. And I don't know if they ever will, because that's a genetic thing.
That's what I'm saying. They could dig up my bones in 10,000 years later.
Yeah. And know that your pelvis was male, yes.
without a DNA test,
yes,
or anything like that, they'd say, oh, well, this person had a Y chromosome.
Yeah.
Well, no kidding. Genesis chapter 1 told me that at the very beginning of the book. He made them both male and female.
Yeah.
That's period.
Yes.
End of sentence. You know, we live in a crazy world, but...
Okay, now they're talking about a constitutional amendment to write what this ruling is, but I don't know if that's going to be that necessary. What do you think?
See, that's the other thing. How did they pass the act in 1924?
Right.
That's not a constitutional amendment. That was a statute.
That was supposed to clarify the 14th Amendment.
Correct.
Yeah.
As far as Native Americans are concerned.
Yeah.
But that's the point. If they did that in 24 for Native Americans, why don't they do that now for all Americans?
Yeah.
I'm thinking
residence is enough of a word in that amendment to you have to have a residence. You cannot be staying at a hotel. That's not a residence. A residence is a place you live and pay a utility bill.
It's similar to a domicile, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can reside without having a home, so yes.
Okay.
Residence is a better word than domicile in that context. But on the other hand, you know, they could. What I think they ought to do is, in the filibuster, pass the SAVE Act and pass a bill that says you have to be an American citizen. You can't just have a baby here.
Okay.
Just like they did in 1924.
Okay. And then if that gets challenged, then that will be a question of the 14th Amendment. It won't be a question of somebody's executive order of the 14th Amendment.
That's correct, because does this statute comport with the 14th Amendment? Is it constitutional under the 14th Amendment? Yes,
I am afraid I have run out of time, John, but thank you for the call. Good conversation as usual. And thank you for listening to Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio with Lee Matthews.
When buying a new vehicle, price is important. Features are definitely important. Color, very important. But what's even more important and what will end up costing you more money down the road is financing. It's Lee Matthews. That's why Frontier Auto Group, particularly Chevrolet and General Motors, has a deal you can't beat for 4th of July weekend. Right now, they're offering 0% financing for 60 months. That is up until July 7th, so you have a deadline of a couple more days. And that's available on the Trax, Equinox, and Silverados. Those are the half tons. And with a deal like this and financing like this, they'll go fast. So get the selection while you can at Frontier Auto Group in El Reno. A short drive for such great savings and great financing, 0% for 60 months, 405-262-3355, 405-262-3355, on El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66, minutes from Oklahoma City or anywhere you are. 0%. That's unheard of. From Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group, Canadian County's number one auto dealer.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Oklahoma men, remember when you were strong, awake, looked, felt so good, with high libido and sex appeal? Are those days over, or are you just low on testosterone? Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The chemicals in the food and water, medical conditions, and normal aging steal your natural testosterone. That's why you feel weak, tired, foggy, unmotivated with unexplained weight gain, poor workout results, and left with no desire for your honey. With our custom low-T therapy, we designed the perfect blend of state-of-the-art lab work, peptides, and dosing to maximize your results quickly, safely, and affordably. At Ultimate Men's Clinic, we are local, discreet, and we provide unmatched patient service. Now, for a limited time, your initial consultation is free. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
And Lee Matthews, I am out of time for today, but thanks for joining us on Freedom 96.9 and The Drive. We will be at the parade on Saturday. Make sure to join me downtown Edmond at 9 o'clock. Joe Pags is coming up next. Tomorrow morning, Drive to Work with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. He's got another great dad joke for you to jot down and share with the office when you get into work. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Say goodbye.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.